Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, good evening, good evening. It is your boy, Mr. Push Forward himself, a.k.a. the SAVV, coming to you yet again with another live session of Love, Sex, and Relationships Radio. Now, for everybody calling in on this Friday night, I don't know if you know this. Well, I'm sure you know this, but I have been gone for a few months. And, I just want you guys to know that I appreciate all the hits on the page, on my Twitter, on Blog Talk Radio, asking where the hell I'm at. I know how life gets sometimes, so I had to kind of back off for a minute, but I am back, and I am not going anywhere again. I promise y'all that. I'm here to fucking stay. So, what we're going to talk about tonight is the same thing we were talking about last night. Couldn't make it any more black and white than what's in the description. I am focused on the ladies tonight. I don't usually my discussions and shows aren't that biased, but tonight I am talking to the ladies. I'm wondering, if you're dressed in a certain kind of way, do you think you need to be treated a certain kind of way? Basically, if she dresses like a hoe, does she need to be treated like a hoe, or should she be treated like a lady? Or should a woman who dresses a little more questionable than the next, does she have any right to be treated or considered, with a certain level of class and respect? I mean, you gotta see what I'm getting at. If she dresses like a hoe, does she dress to be treated like a hoe, or, she should be treated like a lady just because she's a woman. Me personally, how I treat a woman, it varies. Like, me, I love woman. I love ass. I love pussy. I love sex. So I love looking at it. I love seeing it. That's not what I look for when I am approaching or flirting a woman. That's not what I search for. But Lord knows I love looking at that shit. With me, if I got it two different women today, one of them had on a long dress fitted, still showing curves and ass like out of this world. This is a dress, a nice little fitted dress. And the other lady I got her today, let's see, she was wearing some shorts or a skirt. Some shorts, skirts are pretty much the younger girls that don't know this, but some shorts that are so high up, you can literally see the bottom of her ass cheek. But, converse from what they're talking to her. She's still a pretty intelligent, respectable, woman. So it seems. So because these two women had on two extremely different types of attire, should they be treated or courted different? Or should they both receive the same type of attention? Is it fair to be biased because she's dressed a little more scandalous? Or are those type of assumptions just, not even fair? So that's what we're talking about tonight. 213-816-0304. Yes, if she dresses like a hoe, she should be treated like a lady. I cannot make it any more simple than that. And the reason I'm talking about this is because, it's summer. It's a whole lot of ass out there. It's ass everywhere you look. Today it was a little more windy than I had hoped, but yesterday it was hot. This weekend is supposed to be hot. It's been nice this summer. So far, so good. And I have seen a lot of, how do I put it? Because I know I'm a dog. I'm a nasty motherfucker. So I'm not exactly the spokesperson for having a logical mind when it comes to that, because I can turn into a drooling monster. I can. I'm not even gonna lie. I can see something that's probably a little, less classy than I should be approaching or whatever. I just love women. So when I see ass, when I see sex, when I see skin, I like that shit. I'm a drooling monster. I love pussy. I'm sorry, y'all. That's just how I am. But like I said, this the woman who had me drooling because she decided to show a little bit more of her skin deserve the same type of attention that the woman who was a little more, classy or respectable about herself. Even if they act the same, if they speak the same, if their intelligence seems to be on the same level, should they be treated the same? Now, for me, from a guy's point of view, if I'm sorry, I know I sound like such a dog, but if I met you and you had your ass cheeks poking out and that's how I approached you and that's what I saw, you know, if what I saw was sex, when I call you the first or second time, it's probably to get some pussy. I mean, honestly. It's probably to try and get some ass. Even putting in work to try and work towards getting the ass, I'm not even that willing to put in that much work. I mean, the first thing I saw from you was sex. The first thing I noticed out of you was that ass. So that's what's on my mind. So for me, courting a woman does come a little different. I'm sorry. I know that's not fair, but I'm just so infatuated with women. Infatuated with sex. I'm a fucking nympho. So, I mean, for this type of subject, I'm not the best poster child for it because you're going to get me if you got a nice body and you showing that motherfucker off. Oh, I'm sorry. But she might not be the type of woman I'm interested in courting or pursuing as my wife, at least not at first glance. You know, at first glance, I see sex, that's what I'm approaching you with. But, I mean, of course, conversations happen, interactions happen. So, you know, eventually I might see something outside that sexual image that was first handed to me when I first met you. But, you know, I don't think a woman should be surprised when I am trying to get to that ass that drew me to you in the first place. I can be a dog. I can be a fucking monster. I ain't even gonna lie. I mean, I will walk right up to you. Now, you might have a pretty decent face, you know. Might have a little bit of eye contact, you know what I'm saying? We walk right past each other. If I turn around and look back, and that ass is just like, hey, the fuck you doing letting me walk by? I'm going to, you know, hey, where you going? What you doing? I mean, it's not like that all the time. You know, if we have enough eye contact or whatever like that, I'm going to approach you before I see what you're working with. But I'm not going to lie and say that I have not decided to approach a woman based on what I'm looking at. I'm not going to lie. And if I know I'm not the only brother that does that. So, I mean, that's what I want y'all to be from here. I want y'all to be honest. Ladies, when you get dressed, when you throwing that shit on, when you throwing on them shorts that's showing that ass cheek or throwing on them skirts with no panties and you know a nigga can tell that you're not wearing no panties, I mean, when you're throwing that type of stuff on, what is on your mind? Is it like you like the attention, you know you look good in this stuff? And I'm not trying to pick on y'all because, I mean, shit, there's people that just don't like clothes. You know, the less that it feels like you have worn, you know, the more comfortable it is. As a woman, you can wear just one piece of clothing and be cool, like a dress that's not too see-through or whatever the case is, you know, and be cool. And that's okay, too. I'm not knocking y'all for that. But I just want y'all to be honest with me because what bothers the fuck out of me is when you are showing nothing but ass, nothing but hella body, right? And then my attitude towards you is sexual, and you have a severe attitude. Like, you are literally wearing some shit that you should either be stripping on the stroll, and when I'm even giving you the smallest inclination and I'm trying to fuck, you take it offensively, talking about I don't like to be seen as a sex symbol, I don't mess with guys who just want that. Okay, then what the fuck you got that on for? I understand it being hot, but there's a limit to the shit you can wear when it's that damn hot. Your legs can be free, but your ass you ain't got to poke out. You might as well just be walking off the goddamn... Well, I'm not going to act like y'all don't do that because, you know, Pride was just this weekend, and oh, Lordy, I got so much eye candy on that day. But are you guys getting my point? Are you understanding what I'm saying? I'm getting one or two chatters. A couple of people came to the website. I had a couple of callers, but they left. But, yeah, you guys call it 213-816-0304. I want to hear, especially the ladies, I want to know what you guys have to say. I really, really do. Because it really throws me for a loop when, I mean, as a man in my early something, you know, my late 20s, I guess, my early 30s or whatever, I should really, like, know better. You know, I know the difference between I don't want to say a woman of a knack. I should be able to tell. Like, I shouldn't be that much of a jewel in my face. Like, she's showing off too much skin, you know. I should have the assumption that, you know, maybe that's not for me. She's not on my level enough. But that's not necessarily fair, because I have seen the most classiest of women dressed like a hoe. But, I mean, they are respectable. They are professional. They are, I mean, they're dressed, the way they're dressed is not necessarily how the personality is. And I know that sounds biased and shit. You guys are going to hear a lot of that type of shit from me tonight, because, I mean, like, straight up, I just don't fucking get it. I don't understand how I can be smashed on for getting that you won't smash when all the hell you threw at me was ass to begin with. Like, you only probably met or conversed with each other because of what the hell you had on. I know it's kind of fucked up, but you ladies know what the hell you be wearing. You know when you're going to go outside and get more attention the most. Yeah, there's ladies who just hate the amount of ass they have. They're like, fuck, I got to walk to the store. Fuck, I got to go here. Fuck, I got to do this. And you got to get harassed throughout the whole day. That really just don't like that shit. You know what I'm saying? And you guys can't help that. And these are the women who don't necessarily wear shit like they finna go make their money on Broadway. They wear stretch pants and some jeans that fit them where they can't do nothing but show that ridiculous-ass body. And, you know, I understand that. But be real with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't act like you just throwing on those dudes. So they still call them dirty dudes. What the fuck they call them? Cut-offs? I don't know, cut off, whatever the fuck it is. Daisy Duke just sound hella old. I'm not going to say that shit. Duke shorts, boy shorts. Ooh, yeah. I love that shit. If you got the body for it. Some of y'all don't need to be wearing that shit. But no, seriously, when you dress a certain kind of way, is it because it's hot? Is it because you know you got that body, you want to show it off? Is it because, like, what's going through your head? That's what I want to talk about, Shadow Knight. And depending on how this discussion goes tonight, I might go on with it all weekend. Otherwise, I'll end the subject tonight. I mean, after one or two nights, you guys should start calling your boy again. I mean, so. And I'm going to do the whole 2 hours tonight. Yes. So if I don't get any more of us calling tonight on this subject, I'm not going to talk about it again tomorrow, because obviously you guys aren't that interested in it. Not as much as me, especially the women, you know, the majority of my callers. I've noticed as I've done this show, are women, so, you know, they might not be that interested in the subject, or just might not be wanting to let me in on little trade secrets, or whatever the case is, but I want to fucking know, okay? When you showing off all that ass, or showing off nothing but legs, and, like, is you looking, are these fuck me shorts that you're throwing on, or are these, like, hot shorts, or are these, like, damn, I really don't want to wear no clothes shorts, or, like, what is it? Real talking, be real with me, do not bullshit me, okay? If you are the type of person who is used, yes, this summer, I've been working all year on my body to show this ass off, to show off this body. If that's you, I'm not mad at you. But if that is you, and what you have been worried about all year, showing off this body for the summer, I don't think you should be offended off the brothers who are just interested in this bomb-ass body you've been working all year for. And not to say that any woman with a nice body, nice physique, nice figure, or even just like to show off a lot of skin, look good in a skimpy suit, whatever the case is not a decent, intelligent, classy type of woman. But I don't think you should be surprised off being treated a certain kind of way when you dress a certain kind of way. So that's where I'm at, 213-816-0304. I don't know if you guys don't, if you can't hear me, if you don't like the way I'm sounding or what it is, but people keep coming in and leaving. I don't know if you guys don't like the subject or what the hell is going on, but call in. Give me some input about this shit. I don't know if you guys are thinking about it or what. Oh, hold on real quick, y'all. Hey, it's a lot of y'all listening. What the hell are y'all doing? Why aren't y'all calling in? I know y'all like my voice and shit, but why ain't nobody, y'all don't want to talk to me? I got hella listeners. What's going on? Like, what's really going on? 213-816-0304. or you can even just come to the chat room and ask me a couple of questions or something. But I want some feedback on this shit. And I'm frustrated about this shit because I mean, I got like two different women got to me about that shit last week. And they both was wearing, they both dressed like hoes. So I'm like, I want to get to the bottom of this shit. I want to feel like an asshole. So that make a nigga feel stupid. You don't like when people see you as a sex symbol. Bitch, you were showing off your ass cheeks when I met you. I'm sorry. Lord forgive me, ladies. I know I don't do that shit. I'm sorry. I don't just say bitch unwillingly or unwillingly. I'll willingly like that and all this shit. But, I mean, for real. Like that irritates me. It's that's not all I want to do. But you knew what the fuck was on my mind when I got at you. I didn't get at you when you was walking toward each other. I got at you when you was walking away. I mean, you know if sex was on the mind when that guy got at you. And then you guys try to, another thing is you'll try to, I don't know, change it up or, I'm frustrated. Not change it up. You will throw the pussy out of man and then change it up before he even gets it. Throw the pussy at me. Before I get it, you're asking for other shit. I mean, we all know how the game works. And woman, you are not just pieces of me, the sex symbols. I love the hell out of y'all. I do. But I got to give us something here. I mean, is it a test? Is it? I cannot find any in between, any silver lining, any ifs or buts or half cup empty or none of this shit. If you dress like a month, if you dress. Like you want some dick, if you dress like you're looking for dick or looking for a goddamn date, then the man who got at you, while you was dressed like this, should not be at fault for pursuing the sex that you were selling when you met. Straight up. I'm sorry. And, you know, like I said, there are those women who just dress certain kind of way because they really are hot. I mean, because they don't like clothes. I won't like clothes. My kids ain't in the house. I'm so low. I'm walking around this bitch butt-ass naked. I might wrap a towel or something because, you know, I'm just self-conscious about my thing. Swanging every goddamn way. But, I mean, I don't necessarily like clothes either. I understand that. I understand. Like I said, I understand you spending all year working on that good summer body and you want to show that bitch off. That gym membership is around $30 a month. You trying to get your money's worth, which means showing off all that hard work. I understand that, too. You know, I just want y'all to be real with me tonight. 213-816-0304. What's going on, y'all? Am I scaring y'all off? I keep having people come in and leaving, come in and leaving. I didn't see how many downloads we got last night, even though it was just me talking. But I'm not going to end the show early tonight. I'm going to keep it going until 12:30. You guys have had me talking to myself by myself for 20 minutes now, you know, so it was good. The 213-816-0304, the website, anybody listening at the website, at pussyfloyd.com, you know, you feel free to browse around. You might not see too much of nothing on there because it's being updated right now, but you can still look around if you like. There aren't any real postings about any jobs or public events right now. I'll update all that tomorrow. But if you are listening at the website, call in 213-816-0304. Click on the link, the Blog Talk Radio link, or the link in the Twitter, the link in the email, and come listen. You can come chat with me. I'm really, really, really interested in you guys' opinion on this. Like, I want to know what's really going on. But if the next hour is 39 minutes, I don't, goddamn. Oh, yeah, that ain't nothing. If during this time I cannot get anybody to call in, I am going to change the subject for tomorrow. And I'm doing a Saturday and Sunday show just because I've been gone for a while. I'm going to do probably a prime time Saturday show tomorrow, and on Sunday I have the fight idea what time it's going to be. It's probably going to be 10:30 again like normal. But I want to talk about this shit. So, but you know, I listen to you guys, and if I can't get any type of feedback on this for two nights straight, I'm just going to change the subject. But fuck that. I want to know what's good. I want you guys to get at me about this because I just think it's unfair. And I need the brothers to call in too because I'm not the poster child for this type of subject. I see ass. I'm going to get at it. I just love women. I love ass. I love sex. I just, you know, so I'm not the best poster child for this type of thing. You know, there are all those brothers who know better than to approach the woman who is showing more skin than, more skin than she should. You know, and I probably should be like that. I'm just not. It's just that simple. I'm just not. Like, I like the one who looks like I could, you know, probably, you know, let me shut the fuck up. I'm a nasty motherfucker. I'm an info. So if I see somebody who looks like, you know, I could probably just, I'm intrigued and see if she, you know, might taste as good as she looked or like she might be able to handle the thing. I mean, if those are the type of thoughts that go through my head when I first meet you or see you or decide to approach you, at my age, I probably should avoid those type of interactions. I'm not hella old or nothing, but, you know, father, I'm in my early 30s. Oh, God, I hate saying that. I'm 30. Fuck that. I'm 30 years old. I'm a father. You know, so, I mean, I should be looking for more than sex when I am, when I do decide to approach a woman. And I do. I do look for more than sex, but when I see sex, I go for that, too. I can't help it. You know, I wish I could stop saying that and get around that, but I love women. I'm just so infatuated with our sexy asses. So that's kind of why I want to understand what the hell he's going through out here when you're throwing on the fuck me shorts. Like, is he looking for somebody to fuck me, or is he just, you know, he's being comfortable, or, you know, is he just trying to look good? I don't think you should be holding against a man who is looking for sex when he met you and all he saw was sex. So help us out, lady. Call in. You know, and I know, I'm hoping you guys have something to say about this subject. I haven't even taken, all my uploads are gone. I cannot put you guys on hold because I have no music to play in the meantime. That's what happens when you're gone for like 3-4 months. Damn, 4 months. All my shit is gone, all my followers, all my listeners. That's okay. Y'all can get tired of me. I'm going to force y'all to come back in here if I got to. But 213-816-0304. It is 5 minutes to 11. I ain't even got no bills to pay, y'all. No commercials, nothing. I'm just like dry. All y'all got tonight is my voice. That's it. My voice, this wax, is 1800. And again, this wonderful, wonderful voice. I don't know what you guys are so scared of. Are you guys waiting? You guys know that you have to push one to actually talk. I have listeners, I have people come in the chat room and shit, but then you guys leave. It's happened over and over again. Are you guys, like, confused? When you call in, you listen to the low blog talk radio chick, and she tells you to push one. And then as soon as you push one, I'm not going to screen you guys or nothing because I don't have the amount of callers, the amount of traffic yet to be worrying about screening. So if you call in, and the little lady says you're in waiting to see whatever, blah, blah, blah. You're in the damn room. So stop being scared. Push one. Call in. I want to know what the fuck y'all got to say because I'm about to go in on y'all and on these ladies in a minute because, I mean, I love y'all to death, but y'all in that pussy play. Y'all play too goddamn much. Like, real motherfucking talk. Y'all play too much. I play that pussy too much. In the summertime, y'all be playing with that ass too much. Y'all like to pick on us. you like to flaunt your shit and be stingy as fuck. Like, I'm getting that started today because this summer, it's been a good summer for your boy. You know, stuff has been moving in the right direction. I don't know if it's because I have more of an I don't give a fuck attitude or if I've lost a little weight or, I mean, you know, if y'all just realize what the fuck y'all been missing. But I've been getting a lot of positive feedback, a lot of love from my female fans, from the woman I do approach. You know, so I've had a nice positive reaction from women for a while. So when something not confusing or I don't want to say confusing, like something that makes me question my understanding of y'all sexy asses, I want to get to the bottom of it. Like, if you're throwing sex at a man, are we wrong for throwing it back? Or I wish I could share with you guys my frustration and my, damn, I do not want to say confusion, because I'm not confused about it. My desire to hear some feedback about this from some grown-ass women. That's what I want. I want to hear some feedback about this particular subject. I want to know how you guys feel about this. I want to know how many of you guys are throwing on them fucking shorts, fuck me shorts to get fucked, or if you're throwing on them fuck me shorts because, I mean, it's hot, or if you're throwing them on because you look good, you know. I mean, shut up. And if you really, I think you guys should really let the man know what's going on. Like, I mean, if you have to actually fall out to your shorts and shit, and the man approaches you, you should be like, you know, I mean, don't get it twisted just because I got this on. Don't think I'm an easy fuck. And I mean, that right there, would make shit so much simpler. You have no idea. I mean, I don't know if that's asking a lot, if that sounds a little redundant or what, but I mean, tell us. You know what you're wearing. You know that when you're walking up the sidewalk and you finna walk past one or two brothers, you know that when you get a few feet down the street, everybody's staring at your ass. And it's some of y'all who will just walk and smile, know your ass getting looked at. It's some of y'all that's going to look back to see which one of us is looking so you can be impressed, flattered, or whatever. And then it's some of y'all scandalous asses that just like to catch us looking just to be fucked up, have no interest in further talking to anybody. You just want to put us on blast, shut us down. Ha, caught you looking at my ass. Keep your eyes the other way. I mean, you guys, women are just such fascinating and alluring and sexy creatures. You know me, I want to understand y'all. I want to have a better understanding. I don't want to be in the dark. I don't want to be the bad guy. Like, one of the women I was talking to this week, who I met a few weeks ago, I mean, she hardly had any clothes on when I met her. I think it was some boy shorts. No, it wasn't no boy shorts. Because I met her, no, I didn't meet her on the day of Pride. I met her before. So it was some cut-off jean shorts. But she has a ridiculous ass. I mean, you can see that motherfucker from a mile away from the front while she's walking towards you. So, you know, it could just be a regular set of shorts that, you know, any other woman would wear. She just had a lot more ass than the average. Or, I mean, she just knew she had a lot more ass than the average. And she had these shorts like she wanted to show off her ass this day. But when I met her, and it's just not, I take that back, you can't just be just those regular set of normal average shorts, because I know a few women with a very, very healthy rear end, and they can wear some shorts with assies and falling out, where it's just like, I mean, they're just flossing that big ass, but they're not showing an unnecessary amount of skin, looking like they're on the track. Anyway, she looked like, Lord have mercy, I'm sorry, I didn't say that. I was about to say she was like she was on the track. She looked like her outfit was a little more sexual. When I say more sexual, I mean her ass cheeks were showing. Like, I mean, it's legs and then a whole extra lump of skin that is the bottom of her ass that you can see clear as day. This is how I met her when I approached her. When I got at her, it was all sexual, it was all flirtation, it was all, damn, I'd love to get my hands on that type of shit. It was like that when I got at her. The moment I got at her, the time before I even took her number, sex was discussed. Sex was what was brought up. This is how I got her number, talking about sex. She was wearing sex. I approached her with sex. That's where we were, sex. Okay? We conversed. You know, first couple of conversations, you know, it's still, even if it is sex, borderline, you know, you still got to do some type of conversation, some type of court. You can't immediately, the day of, try to get that, well, actually you can, but that's just not how I handle this particular woman, right? So we conversed for a little while, but during our conversations, you know, meeting each other was, I mean, seeing each other was brought up, kicking it with each other was brought up, shit, fucking was brought up, okay? Sex was brought up as we were talking. One particular weekend, I don't know if she just decided that she wanted to go out, but either way, this is the time where we both became available. This is when we were going to hook up and fuck. Hook up and have a sexual encounter. This is all we had been talking about. We hadn't been talking about going out or nothing. We had conversed. We've been cupcaking. We were trying to see each other so we can get this physical part out. So I met her on sex. I popped at her on sex. I had been talking to her on sex, right? So she never made it to my house. Something came up, and she never made it to my house. So that plan, it went away. That encounter never happened. Me as a man, at this point, I'm letting y'all trade secrets, but fuck it, I don't give a shit. At this point, she is labeled as a woman who I can fuck. That's how we've been conversing. That's not throwing away anything. That's not throwing away the possibility of this being a woman I can mess with. This is being a woman I can pursue, and it doesn't eliminate those factors at all. But that is where we had led to at that point. So when we talked again, and we both became available again, I'm still trying to fuck. I haven't, you know, I mean, there's several reasons why I'm still trying to get the ass when I ain't got it from nowhere else. So I'm feeling for something I was supposed to get before. I have been talking to this woman about sex and all this other shit. I mean, not all this other shit, been talking to her about sex. I mean, sex is what was supposed to happen. This is how we met. This is how I approached her. I mean, we met with sex because I got at her because of what she had on. I'm sorry. She's cute. She was cute. But I approached her because of what she was wearing. I saw her from a distance. I didn't see that face from that far away. And, like, as we were walking to each other from, like, hella feet on the sidewalk, I could see that ass from the front. I'm like, I'm going to get at her. She probably saw me staring at that ass from hella feet away and knew what was going to happen. So I approached her because of sex. When I met her, I mean, when we approached and I conversed with her, before I got her number, we were flirting. We weren't talking about sex, we were flirting. She knew it was on that level, I knew it was on that level. So I approached her and got her number due to sex, basically, okay? We conversed. Our conversations were about sex. And the first time we were supposed to see each other after we met, this is after us conversing and shit, was about sex. That encounter was missed. So when I got at her again, I'm still looking for the pussy. But she's offended at this point because the whole time that we have been talking, the entire time that we've met, the time that we're supposed to hook up and everything else, she gets to me saying, all you want to do is fuck. That's not, okay, I'm not saying that's not all I want to do. That is, was the highlight of my contact with her. That is what I really, really wanted, but that's not all I wanted. You know, I don't think, you know, I hadn't really got the ass yet, so I wasn't thinking anything past that. But are you guys, like, seeing my point, though? And that's common. That is common. It's not that all we think about is sex. But y'all don't understand the power y'all got between your legs. If we going to get it, or if we think we're going to get it, or if you are letting us know that we are going to get it, we're going to want it. That desire is not going to go away. I don't know why our desire goes away. I don't know why your feelings change. I don't know. I don't understand Well, I can't say that. I don't understand all of the personality because you guys are fickle with a lot of stuff. But I don't want to be the bad guy because I was pursuing our sexual relationship and not putting a lot of focus onto other aspects of our relationship when other aspects of our relationship were not talked about. Now, as a man, maybe I should have brought it up. Maybe I should act like I'm interested in more than sex. But as a grown-ass woman, you should not ever feel like you need to talk about sex to keep a man interested. You need to talk about this or do this to keep a man interested. That's childish. That's bullshit. That's fucking unfair. So if you're talking about that ass just to keep me interested, just to keep my focus, that's your fault. Oh, well. Okay, hold on, guys. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. Hey. I'm back. 213-816-0304. I'm having a ball in here talking to myself and shit. But y'all keep running in and out of my room like you're scared. I mean, I'm still going to run this motherfucker until 12:30, but shit. What's wrong? Am I too aggressive for y'all? Am I scary? And I had like 10 different people log into the chat room and run away. And I had at least 3 or 4 callers calling in and hanging up. It's people listening to my ass right now. Just don't want to push one or come to the chat room or I don't know what the hell y'all doing. Let me see. But yeah, y'all fucked up. Y'all scammers. Well, y'all ain't scammers, but women, y'all know my stilo on the show, okay? Women run this world because, I mean, just women run the fucking world. That's how it is. Women run this bitch. But, on the same token, there is no species that needs another species more than woman needs man. That's basically my credo from my show for love, sex, and relationships for me. Women run this motherfucker. Period. Fellas, y'all can be mad at me all the fuck you want. But this shit right here, women run this shit. That's the fucking factor. That shit they got between their legs is the most powerful thing on this fucking planet. Women run this bitch. Period. But do not forget, ladies, I don't care how much you try to be independent, self-sufficient, claim that, who's that bitch from the 60s? That white lady, flexing her muscles, Ratchet some shit, Ratchet Mary, Richter, I don't know, whatever. It was when all the fellas went to war and the woman had to do the hard work and shit, that little white lady, that bitch, yeah. Y'all can believe in her all you want. Women, y'all are very fucking powerful. You guys are amazing. I just can't sum it out any better than that. But y'all need us. Give a fuck what you say, what you think. You need dick to exist, period. So, yeah, women run this planet, and there is not another species on this planet that is more dependent or reliable on another than woman to man. So, with that being said, women, y'all can be fucked up. Because you have all this power in the fucking world, and y'all torment us with it. You guys can just run us, not naturally, you can run us without having to torment us. You can control us without having to make shit so difficult. Like, you know how much power you got walking out the house, looking like, just looking good enough to eat. You know. You fucking know. But instead of just, like, flaunting that power, being real with it, you know, you want to make us the bad guys all the damn time. Don't get it twisted. We as men are a very fucking ignorant species. Y'all are definitely more intelligent than us. I will give you that. Men take a lot longer to learn than women do. But y'all got to give us some credit. We in this motherfucker, too. Like, y'all run this bitch, but you need us. So, I mean, just stop making shit unfair. I don't think you should walk out the house looking good enough to eat and not expect a nigga to try and see what you taste like. Nice real talk. What the fuck, y'all? 213-816-0304. I appreciate the listeners, but maybe I should shut the fuck up for a while. You guys won't be so interested. You might call in and shit. 1 hour and 17 minutes in. That's not bad. Let me see. 1, 2. Oh, come on, you guys. Okay. I'm going to keep talking to myself. Let me see. What's another example I can give you guys? I mean, that's pretty much the best example I can give you. Because, I mean, every other example I have is pretty much the same thing. Or letting a guy, okay. Let's get off of the attire for a minute. But we're going to stay on the sexual part. I guess this would probably apply to women who are not necessarily as sure about themselves as they should be, or as confident of themselves as they might want to be. This might probably apply to y'all, but when you give a man, this is why I honestly kind of take my time to get that ass. Why I would like to take my time to become physical with a woman or a new friend or stuff, but it doesn't always work out. I told you, I'm a fucking nympho, I'm sorry. But this is why the option to take your time to step into that sexual relationship could be wise. I don't do it, but you know, I should. When you decide to let a man have sex with you, you decide to let him fuck, and, like, I mean, quickly, within like a week, shit, even a day of you meeting, and it's not just like a one-type stand type of thing. If you fuck him and then you think you got him, then you kind of have just committed to being a piece of ass first. And the first thing a man knows and learns out of you is that pussy and how good it is and how it feels or whatever the case is, that is going to be how he knows you. I don't know if I'm giving away trade secrets or if this is something you ladies already know. I'm probably getting mad at me for spitting the shit out. But, yeah, if you let a man fuck kind of quick, that's pretty much going to be all on his mind. Y'all should hold on to that. You should keep that motherfucker in your pocket. Oh, God, I can't believe I'm saying this. But you should really hold on to that kitty cat for a little longer. Because it works out for the best if you wait. Like, God, I really can't stand the fact that I'm even saying this, but you should hold on to that ass a lot longer, because if the first thing a man knows about you, or the first thing a man learns about you is sex, is that ass, is if that's the first thing that you're showing a man, that's pretty much what you're committing to. You're committing to be that piece of ass. If you let him fuck with him like a day, a week, or some shit like that, you are basically committing to being that. Not saying that it can't progress or something like that, but you can't get mad. It's like the words, all you want me for is sex, or all you look at me as a piece of ass. I mean, I don't think you should necessarily get mad about that, because that's the first thing you introduce to his ass, is that ass. So, I mean, you can't be mad at him for that. Just like the same thing goes with what you're wearing. I mean, you cannot be upset if a man is talking to you about sex when he met you based on sex. If you had on half of nothing and he has your ass cheeks falling down, y'all might not have been talking about sex, but, I mean, sex was on his mind when he got at you. You're not stupid. So for a woman to tell me you don't like being looked at as a sex symbol, but I met you, the first thing I noticed about you was a set of lips you got on your left ass cheek. You can't be talking that shit. At least, you know, maybe I'm being a dog. Maybe I'm just a little frustrated because, you know, mm-hmm. a couple of women have gotten at me about that. But I don't know what it is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 3. Why do I keep leaving? Now it's only three callers in the room. There's no chatters. I still want to hear y'all input about that.
213-0304.
Hello.
Oh.
Somebody
yeah,
decided to talk.
Me.
How are you?
I'm
I can
doing
hear you.
Fine.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Have you been listening to me rant?
Just maybe for the last 45 seconds. And I guess you're feeling sexually frustrated is what I'm hearing, but I could be wrong.
Well, not just sexually frustrated, but I'm trying to see if a woman, if she dresses like a hoe, should she be treated like a lady? And
okay,
my
let's
frustration
define
is
what looks like a hoe. What's a woman dressed like a hoe? What does she look like?
Okay.
Because my definition of that may be different from yours.
Okay. Oh, well, fair enough. I don't know. A little bit of nothing. A boy shorts and a halter top.
To me, it's a little bit more than that. You know, if they're falling out of their top and they're doing it on purpose, they lean over and the left breast falls out, and you know they're doing that on purpose, then that's a hoe.
Right. Or if they're wearing
you know, but there's some women that are comfortable with their body. Maybe they're in California.
Right.
Maybe there's a place where there's lots of sun. And that's really not out of the norm, and they just happen to have a sexy body. I don't call that dressing like a hoe. I
okay.
think it's the behavior
that's
behind the dressing. You know.
Okay. So let's say the woman that you first described, letting her stuff fall out or wearing a pair of cut-off jean shorts where, you know, her ass cheeks are basically showing.
I never see that. I don't know where you see that. I never see that.
I live in California.
No.
I live in California.
Well,
I'm in the
Midwest, and they just don't. I mean, they might have tops where they fall out of, but, you know, the really short jean shorts, I'm assuming that's what you're talking about. Yeah, you know, where
yes,
the ass is hanging out. We don't see that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a world I have no clue about. I have no clue about that.
Well, if somebody was to dress questionable like that, do you think they give up the right to me as far as being treated as a woman, as being courted as a woman?
Well, I mean, it's
kind
of like, okay, if you're going to look at racial murder in the United States, just the fact because someone has a dark color of skin does not give someone else the right to take their life. You know,
okay.
to me, it's the same thing. That's my being. That's who I am.
Uh-huh.
You know, to treat me less than who I am, you know, that's sacrilege.
That
you know,
is
I don't want my
awesome.
Daughters treated that way. You know, I would never let them dress that way, mind you. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, but we live in a conservative world. I mean, it's a little bit different. So, I mean, it's very
right.
ultra-conservative in my world. So,
okay.
We're talking about homeschoolers and, you know, they have like certain, I'm in the homeschool world, and if you go to a homeschool co-op, there's all these different things that you have to sign. And you have to agree not to wear a low V-neck shirt. You know, shorts can't be too short. It's very regulated, extremely regulated. And those women can get so catty, so freaking catty. And I'm a single woman, and some of those ladies will not let me come into their home because I'm single. You know, I'm not ugly. I'm not ugly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just, they get nervous. They do. You know, they're always looking for the devil in somebody. You know, and like, please. You know. It's crazy.
Okay.
But I can hear what you're saying. If you lived in an area where, I guess, maybe a good term is hoochie mama type of clothes.
There you go.
Maybe that might
yeah.
be frustrating. But if you're focused on someone that you're deeply in love with, you're not going to notice any other woman. Am I right or am I right?
This, you are very right. So,
so are you
what
in
I
love?
Was, no. What I was getting at was, no, what I was getting at was, that could look like they're selling or promoting sex. Like the aspect that you just mentioned.
Like a sex worker?
Yeah. But the aspect you mentioned that, what you just said, I'm a woman, this is how I am, I still need to be treated like a lady just because I'm wearing this, I shouldn't be on any less type of level. That makes perfect sense. But if a woman, the thing with me is that women can approach a man, they're dressing like this because they are under the impression that this is the best way to get approached by a man, the best way to be courted, is to wear the dress
right.
A little more.
And they're modeling behavior that they may have seen. They're modeling the behavior that they know will serve them best.
Okay. And so,
a lot of these are younger women, correct? They're dressed like the hoochie mamas, or they're cougars that never had the freedom. You know, that maybe got married young and then they got divorced, and now they have this freedom, and they're really 22 inside. You know, I see my friends do this. You know, the cougars, oh my God, how much Botox can you use? You know, just, you know, they have Botox parties. I mean, that's insane. You know, they're looking like they're 25, and they look banging. You know, they're swimsuit models. You know, but they're not 22 anymore. But when they see different patterns of behavior, that this will get them the attention or this will get them the money they think they just so desperately need. And then when they get the money, it's never enough. It's never enough.
Yeah, this is true.
Uh-huh. So if you have an empty soul, you need to fill it with something other than carnal desires. And I sound like a preacher like that. I'm so not a preacher.
No! No, that's a very valid point. Thank you. So bam.
Yeah, I mean, if you're empty on the inside, you're going to see it on the outside.
This is true, yes.
Mm. You know, I think our climate, our culture is very centralized and very...
Yes, very.
It's horrible, you know, in some aspects when I look at it. You know, the world that my two daughters are going into...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want them to be valued for their character, not their legs.
Right. How old are your daughters?
And they have nice legs. They're 10 and 16. You know, my older one wants to go in Marine. She's very focused, and you know, she doesn't have time for that other stuff, as she calls it.
Well, that's great. Now, do you see her different? Do you see her dressing noticeably different than her friends? Because your daughter sounds a little more focused than the average teenage girl.
Well, she's a tomboy, you know. She wants to go in the Marines. You know, she likes Steve. That's all they do. She's kind of punky, a little bit punky, not too much. I have to make sure she has it tamed down, at least someone thinks that she's evil. You know, I hate that about the homeschool world. Those fanatics are in the homeschool world. They're just always looking for someone that needs to be outcast, and it's a horrible experience, and they're supposed to be so loving and so accepting. you know, women are bitches no matter what world you put them in. In the Muslim world, the American world, whatever. You know, women are women,
still
and they
run
can
the
be
world.
Very catty.
Yes, they can, but women still run the world.
Now, these women that you're talking about, can you recall one of them? Just one of them you can think of in particular? What type of behavior did they see modeled for them? What do you think instigated that type of behavior that they're showing you?
Well, most recently, I did actually approach a woman who was dressed a little more provocatively than I have liked, and honestly, probably was a drooling monster when I approached her. But, you know, I still respectable and everything else. And the thing with her was her character and her personality, she seemed intelligent, but she was not oblivious to the fact that she was wearing, like she was promoting sex.
A form-fitting outfit.
Right. So she was a little bit flirtatious, you know, and a little forthcoming.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right. Not too much. And so further down the line, we're conversing, and our conversations... They usually end up being a little more provocatively and aiming towards sex. It could be As I think back on it now, I don't necessarily believe it was. I wasn't the one leading the conversations that way, but I could have actually been. I can't just completely claim innocence on that. But at some point during our normal conversations, she felt like I was just seeing her as a sex symbol. Now, but she was intelligent. She had some class about herself. She wasn't like real messy or ghetto or young-minded at all. She was like in the late 20s. She was like 28, 29.
She's and, pretty well put together then, her life and everything.
Right. Just so happened, you know, I couldn't get the initial image of when I met her out of my mind, unfortunately, you know, because like she was wearing the type of shorts I was describing. This shorts that were cut up to where you see her legs and her ass, literally just clear as day. And her conversation was slightly provocative. So I would follow suit, and our conversations would lead to, you know, a provocative nature, a sexual nature. And so we ended up stopped talking because out of the blue, she decided to tell me that talk to her for all I've heard before is sex. And she does not like being seen as a sex symbol. Now, I didn't feel like I was wrong at the time because this is how we approach
each other. Oh, she was sending you a message, and I don't think you heard it.
Well, I didn't react quick enough.
No, what she wanted to say is that I want you to love me for who I am, not what you think I am. You know, no matter what, I want you to love who I am, not the dressing I wear. I think she's probably at that point in her life. Women go through different points in their life, and that's probably where she was at.
So why wasn't this relayed to me before that boisterous conversation? Like, it was never voiced to me before that.
Because you're supposed to be smart enough to see it in a woman's mind.
Surprise attack.
Hey, bro, I got to mute you.
What
your music's too loud, man.
Is that yours?
I'm going to have to mute you if your music's too loud, though.
I would like to give a shout out to my niggas, Mick and.
All right.
Yeah, that's a troll, probably.
Yeah, that happens all the time. Because I don't necessarily screen people who call in. But, yes.
That's cool.
You are. That was it. I was supposed to be able to read her mind. That's what you're telling me?
Well, that's where she's at. I'm not saying that's where you're at. But, you know, women go through different points in their lives. They'll say, at this point in my life, you know, they're at this point, you know. You know, I don't know if you've heard women say that a lot. At this point in my life, I mean, start listening to women talk. You're going
to
hear that phrase.
Toxic.
What was that?
Okay. I don't know. He left. It was another troll. Oh, no, he didn't
move. Oh, okay.
But I have about six people in the room. If anybody wants to stay in, please say hello or something, because I'm starting to get a few trollers and people messing with the room. Anybody? Okay, fine.
Well, you can mute me if you want to take some more calls.
I found your discussion
very interesting.
Oh, no, everybody's in the room. Oh, hey,
hello?
Everybody's
hello?
In the room. Like,
hello?
Okay, go ahead, Doc. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a problem. I don't know, I just wanted to, like, really talk to you guys about it.
I'm going to have to screen him because he's going to start talking some other shit.
hello?
Yes?
That one sounds different.
How are y'all doing tonight? This is Cletus. I normally tune into these shows. What were y'all talking about momentarily? I missed part of it. That's why I'm trying to get a recap real quick.
I'm talking about if a woman dresses too provocatively.
Okay.
Too erratically, if she should be treated a certain type of way. If it's fair to treat her or assume a certain type of character from that type of woman.
Well, I mean, I mean that's a tough subject, buddy. I mean, I'll tell you. My girlfriend, I'm too scared to engage to her. I mean, her daddy's a real pit bull, man. He scares me. I ain't gonna lie to you, he scares me. But every day I'll come home from work and she'll be sitting there, you know, and she'll be trying to act all sexy and whatnot for me, and I appreciate it. So, I mean, I'll walk in there, she's sitting there, and maybe, you know, bra, panties or something. But now, let me mind you, she's about 400 pounds, so that's not a real turn-on to me.
Shit.
So I'm trying to think of the way to tell her. Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Doc. Keep going.
Okay. But anyways, she's a big gal, and I mean it. It's still sexy to me, but I mean I don't. She's into weird stuff, and I don't like. She asked me to eat a Hot Pocket off her snatch the other night, and I didn't know.
Oh my God. I'm really going to start speaking my calls, man.
I thought, well, please, maybe it is a real call.
Look, y'all.
That one was good, though.
Scream.
I like that one.
Everybody who is listening to me right now, I don't scream, and as you can see, there can be a little drawback to that. If you call my show, you can talk. Like, I don't waste my time screaming. If you win, you win. If you call in, you can talk. But, I mean, come on, y'all.
Well,
for
I
real.
Do have something to say. You know, my father,
yes,
you know, he did all the, he made all these training cards, these little different things he would hand out to the employees to treat the elevator man like he would the CEO. And I think that's true of women. If you treat women like you would the best woman in your life, other than paper,
oh, wow.
Of course. Yeah, there's
that
something to be said for that.
Success.
You know, why
oh
not
my
treat
God.
Everybody
thank you so much.
In a wonderful, loving, kind way?
Right.
Nothing
I
but
agree.
Will come back to you.
I agree. And when a woman is, I don't see her any less respectful. If
so, should I eat the
thing,
Hot Pocket off her snatch, or should I eat it off
oh,
her butthole?
Shit.
Because it's late
so,
night, that's why.
Oh,
I actually do know a lot of the trolls. Oh, I don't know those. I don't recognize those. So.
Okay. So.
Crazy.
Okay.
That Cletus one was
so.
Funny.
It was. So, but yes, yeah, you
I thought maybe
he was
a chubby chaser.
He must be. He said my girlfriend's about 400 pounds, so it ain't that attractive. He was ready. So, but look, no, but you made a very good point. If it's a woman, I mean, you're absolutely right. All women should be treated with the same amount of respect. But what about those who are actually wearing the type of stuff who are selling sex? And then even as you continue to talk to them, they're still selling a sexual image. Yeah,
well,
do you...
what you do, if you look at their neck and above, just concentrate on the neck and above. Really focus and look at their eyes.
Even if you throw
and
one,
compliment
throw
on their eyes or their nose, whatever it is that's beautiful about them. Take your eyes off their body and keep it at their face. And they'll start to get embarrassed. Once you start really giving eye contact, these provocatively dressed women will not be able to handle it. Try it.
So
go, even go into a strip joint and do not look at their body. Just look at their eyes.
Oh,
they will become uncomfortable and they will run off the stage.
That's not going to happen. I'm not even going to lie to you and say I'm going to try to do some shit like
well,
that.
Well, I'm just saying it's
club.
True. If you just look at them in the eyes.
So even if
no, and not look
sex,
at their
even
body.
If throwing, even if they're throwing the pussy at me, even if they're all they're doing is selling sex to me, still give them that eye contact. That's hard.
That's not me, by the way, that background noise.
I know, it's like there's about 12, 13 people in this room right now.
Really? That's cool. I can hush if someone else wants to talk. So
everybody else can talk. Everybody. As long as there's no goddamn trollers, I didn't screen the call, so I don't know who's who. But if anybody has any input on this conversation, you are more than welcome to join in. And in case you missed the description or in case you haven't missed what we're talking about, if a woman is dressed a certain type of provocative kind of way, should she still be courted, approached, or assumed? Okay, that's too loud. Hold on.
Yes,
that's too loud.
Crazy.
way, though.
Hello?
Never mind. Hold on one sec, y'all. I got to figure out something.
Sure.
Okay. Last four numbers, 0761. You were too damn loud in your background, so I had to mute you. I don't know about putting old boy talking about eating that Hot Pocket back in the room. He on some other shit.
Cletus boy. Oh, that was too funny.
So, but,
that made me laugh.
But yes, I probably, and honestly, a man of my age, I'm not going to tell you guys how old I am. I'm 20-something, late 20-something, plus a few more. But at my age, if a woman is dressed, not dressed, if she's dressed a certain kind of way, I'd know better. And I don't want to say that I should know better as far as, like, I don't want to assume that I'm going to receive this type of woman because I can see, like, her ass cheeks falling on her shorts. I'm a drooling monster. I'm a nympho. I love sex. I love pussy. I love women. I am. So I am probably going to approach that. I'm probably going to approach that. If it looks tasty enough, I'm probably going to eventually ask and try to find out what the hell it tastes like myself. I am bad.
Now, are you seeing these women in a club or just out and about?
Just out and about. I'm from Cali.
Okay.
But I'm from Northern Cali. I'm between the Bay Area,
right,
Sacramento. Like, I see it all the time. So, I should not approach. Just because of the type of confusion that could come with just seeing sex. Like, it's going to cloud my vision of seeing a prospective, wonderful, classy woman. Because the first thing I noticed was that ass. So I'm already, it's already, a sexual relationship is already in my head.
That part of you is already engaged, yeah.
And I don't think that's fair. Like, I don't think that's fair. So I don't want to have those type of assumptions off of a woman who is wearing a certain type of thing. But you guys, women do that.
That noise.
As you saw, come on, you guys, really?
I think someone doesn't realize that they're unmuted. I think that's probably what that is.
Yeah, everybody except for that dude with the Hot Pocket and last number 0761, everybody's unmuted. If you can hear my voice, you can talk. So jump in on the conversation anytime you want. Yeah.
Am I allowed to talk?
Yeah, you're allowed to talk. You're supposed to get into it. You're allowed to talk.
I was trying to talk to you before about my problem.
Okay.
I said, no, look at it. Listen to me.
Okay, I'm listening.
Brown all day, and I draw pictures of dicks.
Oh shit. Okay, you know that's not what
it's not
about,
even,
right?
The Cletus
no,
level
not
more
even
fun.
It's not a joke, man.
That's too bad.
He seems sincere. Maybe you should hear him now.
Okay, I found him. Oh, my God. Yo,
sure
you have been doing that trolling shit for years, dog. Grow the fuck up, bro. He's the same dude that used to show my shit like a couple months ago.
Please, just give me one chance. Can y'all do that?
Okay, I'm 6-1. You killed the love.
Man, why are you screaming?
Oh, that's loud.
To
me.
Right,
hey, guys, this is Cletus one more time. I just want to say 3FVJ68AK is my ID.
Oh, shit. I hung up on somebody I didn't want to hang up on.
Hey, guys, so this is Cletus again. I want to say Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman were lovers. You know, all that.
Get the fuck out of here. Damn it. There's too many callers. I cut them off. I think
I have a story to tell about this.
Oh, fuck. Damn, man, I gotta save my
so
calls
pathetic.
Now. Okay.
Hello.
That's it. I think that's all of them.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. What's up, man? Yeah.
What's up, man? What's going on with you, bro?
What's up? I'm kind of nervous. What you got to say? You want to talk about what we're talking about in here or what?
I want to talk about Trayvon.
Oh shit.
You know Trayvon. Wait, what?
Huh?
Oh, I have something to tell you.
What?
Is this a real caller?
No, another caller.
So I have a story to tell about this.
Fuck!
If you guys like, it's...
Why don't you call Vince in the Bay? Troll him.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh God.
With all the nons. Go over there.
Okay. Now,
that guy's still doing
they're nine gagger.
You're a nine gagger? Then you're fail.
What? No.
My bad, 6817. I hang up on you trying to hang up with somebody else.
Yeah, I was just about to say. I was like, oh, that's scandalous.
Yeah, I tried to hang up with somebody else and hang up on you. Okay, so it's 11 callers in here now. I think I got rid of all these caller motherfuckers. But, yeah, people are bored.
So this guy's a real caller, right?
Yeah, he's a caller. And there's two more in here. I recognize the numbers, but... I guess they figured out a way to block the numbers because there's like two people in here with the phone number 1111111111.
Mm-hmm. It's either Skype or block.
I have something to say. If you niggers, we'll just shut the fuck up for a second.
Shit.
That one's sick to tank. I recognize that voice.
That kid was trying to troll and he started laughing in the middle of it.
Uh-huh. Fail.
Hello?
Yeah. Shit, I'm not even going to try it. Shit. Not even going to fuck with it.
That's
Donkey, go away, man. You have been fucking with me since the beginning of the year. Quit calling in here, dog. Like, for real?
Just someone that calls every night.
No, it's just like I haven't done this show in like 3-4 months.
Yeah.
And this guy, Donkey, I remember his name. He used to call and do that stupid shit before, that nigga music and all
the
that.
The Cletus thing, or?
No, the other guy, that nigga music.
Oh, the two different guys, okay.
Nigger music.
That's what the fuck it was. He was like, I didn't even know.
What, do you mean like Lil Wayne or something?
No. What the fuck?
Wow.
No.
Lil Wayne is actually
that's
Tune Tune.
That's
Nigger
literally
music.
What the song was saying. And look, y'all.
Why don't you guys control a Walmart or Target for Paula Deen?
Who?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. Cap? Really?
What, did he shit the bed?
Oh, I'm recognizing voices.
Do we need to do a real call here, or?
Yeah, I'm trying to. So, I still have about 12 callers left in the room. I think I muted all the, or I kicked out all the trollers. I'm not writing down numbers, so I'm still letting people in, and they might come back. But, yeah. Just
you need to have someone to screen your calls for you.
Show. Yeah, I know I do. I know. That's what everybody keeps telling me, but I haven't done the show in a while. I don't have a lot of...
Well, it's a good topic.
Uh-huh.
I like your topic.
Hello, I'd like to do a real call about a relationship here.
Yeah, how do you feel? You know the subject?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I meet a lot of girls, and you know, I'll start dating
that's
them perfect. For a while, and then it's just out of the blue, it's just, you know, they start dating.
That's not even funny. It's so fail. Try again. Okay, don't try again.
Okay.
I have a question about a relationship. Am I unmuted right now?
Yes, ma'am. Y'all killing my buzz, but yes, ma'am, you are.
Okay, so my girlfriend has been wanting to try this new thing where she wears a strap on and pounds my ass, and I'm not really sure.
She didn't get the jargon right. Fail.
Wait, did you just cut her off? You cut her off?
Yeah.
Like a G.
Why? Wow. How you gonna keep saying you can cut people off?
Check this shit out. If y'all calling my motherfucking show, y'all need to talk about this subject. I ain't got, because obviously I always do late shows. I get a lot of trolls. I get a lot of people who have nothing to fucking do in their life other than call Blog Talk Radio and fuck up other people's shows. So,
yeah,
if you're not going to talk about what I'm talking about, what we're talking about in this show, you're getting kicked the fuck out. The instant I hear anybody else, if you say you got, if you start up your conversation saying you got a relationship question, you're getting cut the fuck off. Say you have a comment on the topic of some other shit, because y'all killing my buzz right the fuck about now. And I have a lot of callers. I don't know how many chatters I got in this motherfucker. But if I hear anybody else talking about some other shit, you're just getting kicked out. Sorry. I love y'all to death.
And he's been really nice to you guys, so.
I'm just.
I'm sorry, but I just now had a call, and I'm wondering, I don't know, because I ain't called this show in a minute, but the girl who's talking on here, haven't you called before?
No, it's not.
Called what?
She's not. She's new. I recognize everybody.
Okay,
do
you know
who
I think she is?
Yeah, that dominatrix chick.
Yeah.
What did he say?
There's this woman
you just sound like a caller that's called before.
She was a professional.
Well, I used to work as
a
dominatrix. That's true, but that was a long time ago.
Wow.
What, that
coincidence?
That is you? Seriously?
I don't know if you've talked to me before.
But you called here before, right?
What?
Are you a professional dominatrix?
A long time ago, I worked as a dominatrix.
I
made hell of money.
Like in January?
It was in my college years, you know. And I'm not in my 20s.
You do kind of sound like her. And have you called my show before?
I don't think I have, really. I really haven't gone on the Blog Talk Radio site in a couple months, so.
Oh.
I go on Talk Show.
I was gone for a while. But,
Well, maybe I did. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, everybody loved you. I mean, you had, because everybody loved you. People were calling my show just to talk to you. Yes.
Oh, seriously? Funny. Yeah, I mean, I live in a conservative world, which means I have a twisted mind, you know.
This is good.
It's true, you know. All those women that are in those conservative, they're so twisted. Oh, my Lord, the things I found out. Oh.
That's
the different
conspiracy. All those church girls are freaks. That's usually the case.
Yeah,
it's true. Oh, my goodness, it's true.
Okay, so what is he the dominatrix trick or not?
Yeah, I think that's her.
Is he?
I knew it.
What's your name again, man?
I used to work as a dominatrix. So that's part of my past.
Yeah, I think
What's
your name again?
Did you call here before?
Yeah,
I may have. I don't really
ago,
recall right now. Okay. I like his voice. I like his voice.
Who? The host?
The gentleman that has the show.
Yeah,
thank you.
That last time, so it's her. It's her, dude.
Yeah, it's probably her. So while I have
you guys really remember me. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we do.
Because you were saying
was I drunk that night? Tell me if I was drunk, because sometimes I call in drunk.
You were a little more aggressive. You were a little more aggressive. You
I was probably
drunk.
Way more.
So, but look.
I'm not on any pills tonight or drinking or anything, you know,
while I have about 13 callers in the room and nobody's trolling, Because you have had, you have given me wonderful input about that. Like, you, you made a very valid point. Like, a woman should be treated like a woman regardless of what she's wearing. And
correct.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that. I agree with that. But,
Oh, you don't have to engage in conversation. I mean, you can walk away.
Yeah.
You can make yourself walk away and really focus on their face and not their body.
That is so hard for me. I am a monster. I'm
exactly.
a fucking Omar. I just, I love pussy too much to just see it.
Well, I like pussy too.
And just watch it walk away.
Well, you have to learn to focus, that's all.
I know, but it's hard when she's throwing it at me. Like, I can be respectful to a woman. I can focus on stuff other than sex. It's not that hard. But when she is throwing it at me and then gets mad at me for just thinking about or approaching her for sex, I think that's a little unfair.
You're not working out, are you?
Yeah.
Who, me?
See, if you're working out, it would not be such a problem.
What do you mean?
Well, because men and testosterone, if you work out more, then those aggressive women will not be such an issue where they have, or it seems like they have so much control over you. You know, are you going to let them control your impulses, your reactions? Or are you going to control your reactions?
Yes.
Which one's going to be?
A non-typically founded statement, or are you pulling that out of your ass?
They're not controlling that pussy, they got to control me.
We can control how we react to a situation, you know, instead of their dress or their being acting sexy or coming on to you. Yeah, and that's very attractive to a woman, by the way, when you can control yourself.
But what is she? Okay, but how am I supposed to? Why would I want to control her if she's throwing it at me? That's like a fish saying no. That's, I can't even think of a good example. But why would I want to? If she's throwing it at me, why would I want to control myself? Is it a test? Is it a tease? Like,
because you're better than that. You
have.
But I'm not. You're better than that.
Oh, I think somebody else.
You have a higher level of standard than they do.
Yeah.
Make them meet your standard. Or you will fall down to your knees before them.
Yeah, meet them.
So my standards are more than just, oh my, but I love it. I just love ass so much.
Find a passionate woman. Find a woman that loves sex. You know, there's nothing wrong with that at all. I think it's a good thing. It's a damn good thing. Yeah.
No, it destroys the sacredness of sexual intercourse. It's a horrible thing to do.
What's
a horrible thing to do?
Yes, it is. Just to throw yourself around like that, it destroys.
Oh yeah, I agree. I think it's the wrong approach, but it may be the only approach a woman may know.
Well, then she's fairly stupid. You don't want to reproduce with that.
You have to look at some women that act that way. That's the only modeling behavior they've seen. Like maybe their aunts or their moms. You know, that's what they've seen. That's what they've lived.
Are they sheltered in a bordello?
But we as men,
sometimes
we're not,
people
unfortunately,
do behave in a way because that's all that they know. And they're still a wonderful person on the inside.
And us as men, unfortunately, we don't think that far ahead. Like, that makes sense that might be the only way she knows how to approach a man or meet a man. And it could be a chance that she will meet a man that's going to tell her otherwise. Like, you know, you ain't got to do this. You ain't got to wear that. You know, and that's great, but
correct.
We as men are not wise enough to consider that. We're not wise
so
enough
to I'm
consider that this
school
woman.
So I'm here
to
school you.
Well, thank you.
No, I thought about making a matchmaking business. I think I would do well at that. I think I would.
You probably would. But as men,
really?
Prince, turn that down
really?
So I let you in, dog. Prince, that's too loud. Turn that down
Fresh
so I can let you
Bel-Air,
in.
Fresh though? Prince,
Prince. I know.
Prince, I'm going to let you back in. Turn that down so I can let you in. Oh, well, thank you.
Fresh.
That wasn't hard. Yeah, Prince, you're in the room now, too. But, yes, you are. That's a very good point. Like, I don't just see sex when I see a woman wearing a certain type of thing. Sex is on my mind, you know, but it's not just the only thing I see. And I have been the type to, like, I can see a woman face-to-face, we'll walk towards each other, maybe share even a little eye contact, and I won't, you know, get at her. But then, you know, as she's walking past me and I see that bounce under her hips, then I'm going to get at her. You know, that's not right, but, I mean, as a man, you know good and well we're going to men approach you because of your
respond.
Body. And because of, yeah. You might meet your, a woman can very well meet her husband because that ass is looking nice. I hate to say it like that, but it's very.
That's what you were down to marriage on?
No, man. Damn, I was afraid one day I was going to say some shit like that. No, I'm not basing the marriage on that. But like she said, some women only know how to attract a man by taking advantage of the wonderful body they have or showing off a little skin. That's probably all they know. It doesn't make them at fault or any more of like a hoe or a tramp or any, you know, anything like that. That's probably all they know. And they could be fortunate enough to find a man to school them like that, or they have not.
How would they become in a situation where that's all they know? Were they raised by whores and tramps?
Well, let me see.
And if they're just raised by whores and tramps, then inevitably wouldn't they be whores and tramps themselves?
Well, I don't think that's necessarily
okay, let me
true.
See.
They may dress like one, but it doesn't make them one.
Or they don't know that that's their. You can think about somebody who's raised with someone that's hot all the damn time, and they see what, like, me and you might consider hoish or trampish, and this is the normal and where they grew up or how they grew up.
True,
they
their culture.
Yeah, so it wouldn't necessarily automatically make them, you know, have that type of a hoish or a trampish attitude or upbringing or anything like that. So, I mean, it's not that likely, but they shouldn't just be cast aside as receiving any less respect because they dress a certain kind of way, because there's a lot of different reasons why they dress this way. Me, if I see sex, that's what I think I'm going to get. Like, if I approached you because your ass cheeks were falling out and all I saw was that ass, that's kind of what I'm focused on. You know, at least in the beginning, you know, we can have a wonderful conversation. She can be a very intelligent person. We can have everything in the world in common. You know, and later down the line, more shit can progress. But the bottom line is, I got it through seeing sex. So
right.
For me, it's a little
that's
hard
me.
To
I mean,
not see sex
right.
as
that's
time moves forward. But you got it. But some women despise being seen as a sex symbol. You got these women who
that's
just
ridiculous.
Work hard on their bodies and just like showing it off. Or you have those type of women who just, what was the other example? Just don't like wearing clothes. I mean, who just take advantage of the hot weather. And, you know, a woman can wear one article of clothing and be good. Like a dress that's not see-through, she ain't got no panties, no bra, and be good.
Not
and
if she's 415 pounds, she can't.
Oh, shit. Hot pocket is back.
Unless you want to eat a hot pocket off her snatch.
Oh, shit.
Nope.
Fuck. I do not mean to unmute him. But
I mean, yeah, I understand what you're saying about the showing of the ass. It dates back to very ancient African rituals of attracting a mate. But I'm saying that this is going against God's will. You can read it clearly in the Bible that this is bad behavior. I'm
yes,
a God-fearing Christian,
well,
and that's what I firmly believe.
Well,
yeah,
no,
I can actually sit
awesome.
On my girlfriend's ass. She can sit a bowling ball on there.
But there is a the Bible says something
ball.
On the means of, but the Bible says something on the means of dressing too provocatively, and right,
yeah.
And your definition of provocative can vary from hers. You know what I mean? Like a woman with an extremely wonderful tight body, wearing a fitted, very classy dress, can look just amazingly sexual. That's and provocative. That's not the intention to be dressed. To you, that might seem very provocative. So to you, that definition or that scripture in the Bible would come up, but not to her. That's not provocative. That's what she's wearing. So if it is,
why
is
the scripture not coming to her? Was she not introduced to God? Is she a Is she a godless woman? Because I wouldn't want anything to do with this woman.
I would like to call a previous caller.
Let me tell y'all how I became the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
No.
Can I call a previous caller, please?
I'm sorry, go ahead, man.
Nigger boy, 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 nigger boy.
Shit. Oh, didn't hang up. Okay. So who's the other guy talking?
Yeah, they could be a lot more offensive than that. They're really not doing a good job there. Fail.
I'd like to get in the conversation in the midst of all this trolling, if that would be all right.
Hold on one sec. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I would actually like to get on topic since you've been picking the people who haven't been. I just like to say that women who dress provocatively shouldn't even be allowed to vote.
Shouldn't even be allowed to vote?
I'm sorry, go ahead, man. Say that again because I had muted you for a second. Sorry, you was the wrong number. Sorry.
Women,
say that again,
women
sir.
Who dress like a hoe or dress provocatively, I think they shouldn't even be allowed to vote. I mean, it's as simple as that.
No, I firmly disagree. You see, in the Bible it says that no women should vote, so it shouldn't be designated by the way they dress. Yes, it's in the Bible. It sure is. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6. Look it up.
That it doesn't say they can't vote. It says that they're supposed to. I know what scripture you're talking about.
I think it talked about
the
assembly as a brotherhood, which means the church. So,
no, it very clearly states that women are subservient to men.
Well, that's not today. That's not the day and age. The Bible might say that, but that is not how society is dominated. So, I mean,
exactly. We have strayed away from God's will. That's why we have so many problems.
Well,
he's our nightly Christian. Well, I don't want to call you a troll, but he tries to spread what he believes.
Okay. And, there's
but
nothing
what
like
I
that,
believe.
Right,
I believe
nice
this
guy.
Because it's fact.
And he honestly does believe what he says.
And but you have to understand, like, not. So, as people who. Women who do not follow your belief, are they just wrong in general? Because you come
yes,
in and.
Yes, they're very wrong, and they need to be saved.
Okay, hold on. Okay, well.
Someone has
this
their speaker on, I think.
Well, it's not too disturbing now. I am getting a lot of people still trying to call back in. Prince and Donkey and all that other stuff. But, hold on, I need something about that. 24 minutes. Okay, so, what was your name again, ma'am? The only lady who's been in here talking to me?
Angela.
Okay, you have given me a very... very wonderful insights on this whole subject. And because you are right, regardless of what a woman is wearing, there could be a million more reasons on why she is wearing whatever outside of her just trying to be a hoe. So I don't, a woman dressed a certain type of way should not be treated any different or any less just because they are dressed a certain type of way. But I still believe that women, they should know when they are selling or promoting sex and the type of reaction is going to get them. Us as men, we should still probably try to give women that type of respect that they deserve anyway. But if you are walking around with a skirt and a half top and a tattoo on your lower back that says, lick me, you're gonna attract some people like me who are really just interested in really seeing if you taste as good as you.
Or you're gonna
up.
Attract a paying customer. Let's
there
be
you
honest.
Go.
Yeah, maybe they're a sex
exactly.
worker, and there's nothing wrong with being a sex worker.
No, there is not. Oh shit! I gotta get back to my computer. Walking around and shit. But, yes. This is very, very good input.
Okay, who has the speaker on? Can you turn your mute your speakers?
Okay, so look, this is where, this is,
I don't mind girls who dress, you know, provocatively or whatever like that. My only issue is I think it's an irritating thing for me when a girl dresses like real whole life. And when a guy tries to get at them, or even looks their way, they want to get all extra irritated, like, oh, I hate it when guys try to holler at me, and, oh, my God, like, how you going to walk out the door, like, throwing off all your ass, and get irritated when there's people trying to do that?
Well, you see, that's the question I had earlier, but like you said, it could be the way they were raised. It could be that they just weren't comfortable with taking advantage of the heat. I mean, there are women who spend all year hitting the gym trying to work on that somebody. They're trying to get their money's worth, you know, and I know plenty of women who probably don't even dress provocatively but just got a ridiculous-ass body and they got no choice but to get looked at and all this other shit. So if they looking hella tasty and shit, I don't think they should be dismissed as somebody that just wants to be get at or wants to be approached. It could be the weather. It could be that just they just don't like wearing clothes. It could be like they want to show off this body that they've been paying $30 a month for. Like it could be a bunch of different reasons. But it being a woman not wanting to be approached, it's not uncommon, especially women who do have that amazing body, who get it all the fucking time. I'm just like, God, can't walk down the street without horn talking or people stopping by or, you know. So, and think about it. If they get that shit 10 times a day, every day for a week, and then you get at them, they're like, you don't back the fuck off of me, I'm going to stab your ass. Like,
That's understandable. That's understandable when it's like you said, case scenario with a girl that's fully dressed, but she just has amazing body. Yeah, okay. That's understandable. You don't want to be, you know, it's okay if you got irritated because, you know, you're not even trying to put it out there yet. You still getting hollered at every day. But I don't like the girls who actually wear, like you said, with the ass taking out, the shorts and the, you know, the tube tops and the, you know, everything with the tattoo on the lower back. Whatever.
The tube top.
It's just like you wearing all that and you're like, oh my God, can you get away from me? Or really? Or don't speak to you, don't look at you, like, come on now, stop. Especially if you're on a public, like, transportation or whatever, like, come on now.
Right, honestly, before, when I started this show tonight, I felt kind of the same way. But like Angela said, it could be the way they were raised. Like, if you, I can't think of anywhere that's hot all the fucking time. Arizona doesn't really have bad winters, but they're, like, hot all the fucking time out there. If they were raised somewhere where it's hot all the time or wearing them low-ass shorts and shit,
it was
normal.
Casual.
Yeah, and that's considered casual wear and shit like that. You know, then they probably just, this is just them throwing this on and trying to get out the house. You know, they don't want to think about what everybody's thinking every time they're trying to throw something uncomfortable. Now, I don't get me wrong, there's still those women who just throw on them fucking shorts because they're trying to get fucked and trying to find them a sugar daddy, you know. But there are also those women. Yeah, oh, they're just horny. Yeah, them the ones I'll be looking for.
There's plenty of them out there.
But at the same time, he called me again with a different name. Ain't that a bitch?
I usually had like 10-20 Skype accounts.
I'd like to bring up a separate point about this topic. I think the women who are older, anywhere past, I'd say, 25, who dress provocatively, definitely should not be treated equally with equal respect. Mostly because disgusting they look.
I think if you ever ate a hot pocket off a snake, you need to give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
They should know better. Now let me see, he is right. Like women of that, they should fucking know better. But like Angela said, there can be these
my
women.
My favorite
who,
hot pocket is a pepperoni pussy. My girl got an ass like a goddamn African gorilla.
I'm gonna let I'm not going to kick him out. I'm going to let him listen just because he's hella funny. But God damn it, shut the fuck up. I keep unmuting him on accident.
He said, can I get a hell yeah?
Oh, older women. Yeah, I would have. I hear what you're saying as far as older women, they should really know better. But like Angela was saying, there are women who have been married since the age of fucking 18 or 20
mm-hmm.
who have never had any freedom and finally get to, and maybe they're divorced, maybe they.
Oh, hello, I have a question. I want to talk about something.
Leave right man. Hold on, bro. Hold on, bro. Hold on, bro. Hold on, bro. What's your last 4-year number, dog?
What am I to hold on to? I'm confused.
Well, because you came out of nowhere trying to cut me off. Trying
no,
to
no, no.
No.
I've
had a
I'm
lot
a
of
Christian, man. I've been listening.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, though.
I'm 28 years old, right? And it's kind of on the topic of what you're saying about the girls with the asses hanging out, right, dog?
Right.
And I'm dating this girl who's, like, really, really insecure about herself. And she like, oh, I ain't going to look good past a certain age. And I'm like, boo-boo, listen, you're going to look good. Just chill, all right, dog? And the way we met was kind of weird, but... in all, she was a little bit underage because she didn't tell me, and her parents took me to court. But no, I'm not playing, dog. This is real. Like she was underage, and her parents took me to court.
Okay.
Wow.
Don't want to hear about your statutory red case, dog. Don't even want to hear about it. Like I feel you, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, but no. I don't want to hear about the statutory rape case, dog. You better get that ripped out.
Wait, did you kick that man out because of his
No,
I just
muted him.
Underage.
I'm going to unmute him again.
Oh,
I'm going to unmute him, but I just don't want him to go into a statutory rape case. Like, I understand what he's about to say, but...
Christian guy, what's your name?
He should be saying...
My name is Tim.
Tim?
Yes, I go by Tim.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, so what? Okay, somebody yeah. in the background because I keep hearing what people
they got
say,
their speakers
like,
on is what's happening.
Hello.
Okay.
Hey, Hot Pocket, I'm going to let you back in. Just shut up for a minute, all right? If you have something... Just don't talk about our pocket no more. We got something else to say, go ahead. But I ain't kicked you out because you're funny. Just don't bring up the Hot Pocket for him, man. Hot Pocket.
Quick.
Well, you should just answer his question about
chance,
the Hot Pocket,
please.
Then maybe he'll stop talking about it.
No, that's the first time I warned him before I unmuted him, actually. And he keeps still coming back in here talking about it. So.
Well, just answer his question. I mean, answer real quick. And
my God, the Hot I have a quick question and I can give them, please.
What the fuck is that?
I told you somebody was recording, bro.
Hold on.
No, that's someone playing the some YouTube.
I have a question. Kind of off topic, if I can get in.
No. Sorry, dog. I've had two controllers. No off topic, nothing. Sorry, no offense, but yeah, I'm off topic. Not tonight, not right now. I had two controllers.
Well, it's kind of on topic, but kind of off.
Oh, shit. No, it ain't. Go ahead, man. What?
Kind of. Hello?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
What kind of Hot Pocket was he actually talking about?
What? Just ask me what fucking flavor.
No, I'm sure he's talking about a flashlight, something you're probably interested in.
Judging
yes,
by the accent of his voice, I would guess Philly cheesesteak.
Wow. I was thinking ham and cheese myself.
I'm
reach through the phone and slap the fuck out of every one of y'all. We're talking about the TMI.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah, there's a lot
Hello?
Of callers in here. I can't even...
Hey, how you doing?
Hold on, yeah.
Hey, yo, Angela, is you Caucasian or what is your ethnicity?
I'm white, yeah.
Yeah, but you
have a lot of black friends?
I've had a few black girlfriends. girlfriend. Does that count?
You ever shove your dick in a pussy?
What?
Wait, did I hear correctly? That you had a woman friend?
I've had girlfriends,
no.
Yeah.
Are you,
a woman? Oh, Lord. Oh, Christ, child. When is the last time you've been to church?
Hey, everybody's in the room.
I don't mean to chase
the topic. Everybody's getting muted, and I'm going to unmute you all one at a time. So
Hello. If
you're talking and you can't hear anything, I had to mute everybody. I'm unmuting everybody now because there was too much noise, and I'm just doing it all one at a time.
That's good.
If you have too much noise going on, I will tell you once I unmute you. But there was too much background.
I apologize for my outlashing, and I don't mean to change the topic to religion, but it was brought up, and as a pastor, I feel it's my obligation to ask this young lady when the last time she's been to church.
I would prefer it if you're not asking those types of that might make somebody in the room uncomfortable. Even conversing too much about
goddamn heretic.
Shit, no. It means I respect other religions and other people and their beliefs.
Well, everyone
atheist in
Muslims,
room and
right?
Hello.
Right, but we're all adults here. We're talking about sex. I think we can be comfortable talking about religion.
We can, but it's also my room, and I am telling you that it could make people in this room uncomfortable to speak about one particular
goddamn
religion.
Heretic.
How are you going to try to argue with the host?
He's not. He's not arguing anymore because I shut his ass up. everybody else is coming back in the room now. Angela, sorry, I don't know your number, so I kind of had you on mute longer.
It's fine. It's all good, man.
Even me?
Hello. Hello.
I've always wanted to eat a corn dog off a fat white pussy, but I never got the chance.
I just wanted some clearance. I have a girlfriend, and she...
Hello.
I've always wanted to
eat a corn dog off a fat white. That was glorious.
Hello.
Hello. I need
pocket
advice.
Is that Tyrone?
Hey,
yeah,
Tyrone.
What up,
guys? I gotta mute all y'all one at a time.
You owe me my.
Angela, I'm sorry. Once I unmute you again, I won't mute you no more because I can't even be your number.
Okay. Hi.
Oh, there
yeah,
you go.
I'm 918.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, that Tim guy, the preacher guy, he's overzealous sometimes.
Yeah, I mean.
But I think he means well. He really wants to save everybody.
Yeah, how you going to call a talk show that said sex, relationships, and all this other stuff, and then try to force your beliefs on everybody? I mean, that's one, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
As a pastor, you're supposed to be, you know you're not supposed to force your beliefs on everybody. Like, you know you're supposed to, you can, it's cool to have your opinion, of course, everybody to each her own, but it's just like, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Just going to the talk show host, hey,
muted?
This is how it's supposed to be, it's black and white.
Nah. No, nobody's muted anymore.
Well, let's talk about ass.
Okay. About ass.
I apologize. If it appeared that I was forcing my beliefs, I was just representing a different viewpoint. And I apologize if it went too far.
Can I come in for
a second? Well, I understand that you want to save everybody. You come from a good point, but you're where you're at. So.
You can't.
I'm not hating on
you. That's true. And I'm just trying to get you to where I'm at because I care about you. God cares about you.
You want me in your bed with you? Is that what you're saying?
Hey.
Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. That is raunchy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I might. Look, you didn't even say that to me. Seriously, you want that ass as bad as I do. You over there full of shit.
I have a question.
What's up?
Would he consider a lean pocket?
Damn, we still talking about hot pockets?
It's processed food. You shouldn't get near it. Stay away from the pockets, the hot pockets.
Damn,
lean
dog,
pockets.
I love
nobody
it.
Got
that shit good.
Well, I'll only stay away from them unless they're on top of a fat girl's pussy.
Ugh.
Oh, I didn't
know
like
how
you said it.
I cook from scratch.
Ooh,
there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I asked you that question is, do you have a lot of black friends? Because you keep on going, mm-hmm.
So?
Listen,
I didn't know that was
just
a black connotation, but okay, whatever.
Which is
black,
right now.
Not really stereotypical things, just I'm pretty sure Well, I don't hear a lot of Caucasian girls go, more of a black girl.
Hello? Yeah.
Well, I'm from the South, too, so,
Oh, okay.
Just, I
was born in Tennessee.
I'm hitting up the rhymes. I'm running out of
Angela,
time.
Angela, you're in Tennessee, too?
I'm going to cry. Hapoo.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me, Mr. Solution?
Oh, my God. It's him.
What's his name?
He calls himself Mr. Solutions. I call him Final Solution.
Mr. Solutions.
Final Solution, like Hitler's Final Solution?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen to him talk.
I needed his ass again.
Well, I mean, because if you're listening still, Mr. Solutions, you know, I find that when you interrupt people, the way you do it, in the hateful manner you do, whatever point you're trying to get across gets lost. And maybe you do have some good points, but I very rarely hear them because of that tactic.
Well, it sure worked in Nazi Germany.
That is sound advice that I would really take to heart. Donkey, dude, you quit calling. Like, real talk. And I don't know how you guys got these 111 ass numbers and shit. Was he going to try to tell my room that 111 numbers ain't coming to my room no more? So, y'all can hang it up, try to figure that shit out later, but I don't know what this 111 shit is.
Well, 111, that's an area code for
or it's a Skype.
A place in Arizona, so.
It's Skype or it's a block.
Maybe, but they also have in Arizona, so you shouldn't kick them. I mean, they could just be calling from Arizona, and then they're just getting kicked.
No, the phone number is 111-111-1111.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Maybe, I don't know.
But this really very cool available. Okay, that's not go all in that. I have so many damn. I can't even see how much time is up in the show. What the hell? Fuck.
5 minutes.
Oh damn!
How much time you have left?
Yeah,
we'll have 5 minutes for the live show. Then people can't call it anymore, and then on for another hour after that.
Hello.
It's a little after show.
What's fun show? I like your show.
I'm about to bust this ramen. I'm running out of time. Put me on mute, and
I've
don't
never
know
heard
why.
Starship 7, thank you, evil state. Starship 7, when you block the Starship 7. Is that how you block it?
Rip your knuckles off.
Block calls come in as 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-
Hello.
Hello.
We can hear you.
How you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
What the fuck is that?
So, are we still on? Is disconnected? What happened? Boy. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So,
hello? I'm just
trying
to talk about my girl, though. I want to talk about my girl. I hear everybody, the host.
Nigga boy.
And what? The gentlest cleaner on your hand. Why, nigga boy?
Okay.
I'm muted still?
All right, I'm 918, just so you know.
Hello?
Excuse me, Mr. Host.
Hey, a white girl.
Wow.
Yeah?
Yeah, girl. What's your number? Like, if...
Did she just get muted?
I think she did.
Did she just get muted?
I'm not giving out my number.
I know, it's already on Blog Talk.
Hey, yo, white girl.
What do you mean?
Your number, it's on Blog Talk. It says 213-816-0304.
No, that's not my number.
That's a talk show number.
Hello?
Ugh. You mean it's a black guy's number?
Yeah.
It's a number to his show.
Man, I was about to do a booty
show.
Call. And
it's
I
a
didn't
show
know if the black guy was going to show up
this
for the booty call.
How,
yeah, that would have been
like
awkward.
Turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you.
Why are you crying?
Oh, my gosh.
Excuse me. Do you think
Bel-Air.
I can end this talk session with a prayer?
Where the hell is when you need him?
Would that
he's
be all right with
probably
you?
Tried to figure out who's who.
Yeah.
That's what I would be doing.
Yeah. Oh, so.
Yeah.
You solely call this show just for the host.
Well, I liked the topic. He was talking about how women dress and,
right.
You know, just different perspectives.
But
and he has a sexy ass voice.
Exactly. I know you have a fascination with him, so it's like.
So what if I did? So what?
No, it's not. Hey, I don't have an issue with it. That's my fam, to tell you the truth. So,
really?
Yeah.
He sounds cool.
Yeah, you know, we're
no ring
we're
on my finger for the moment. So.
So I just think that's interesting. That's all. And it's hella funny too because he actually I'm not even sure if he talks like this in real life, but like he definitely has this like sex operator voice that he puts on anytime he talks like on the phone.
He has to be in music. I mean, that's the one thing I hear.
I remember one time he was telling me because he was trying
player,
to get
a player, I don't know which.
Huh? What were you saying?
No, I guarantee you that guy has to be in the music business.
Because of his voice?
No,
I can
hear a voice and I can get a picture and, you know, get a taste.
I can see him being on like that 102.9 late at night.
Okay, I'm back in here. Sorry about that, you guys.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about
I
you.
Couldn't. Really, what were you guys saying? What was going on? What I missed?
Because I told him I called him partially because of your voice, you know, sexy voice.
Yeah.
Hey, so you went to me just, yeah, I didn't put my hands on you. I didn't keep putting my voice.
He
this
missed a
wonderful.
Whole lot of discussion.
Speaking
then
of voice,
for his family.
Thank
you
voice of God in opposing prayer.
10:30 p.m. every night. We're about to shut now. Good night. Okay, now. It's
wait, wait, wait. No. Wait. Hello?
No, I'm still here. You guys
said
that was just it's an hour. You guys got another hour to talk, whatever.
Do we have time for a closing prayer?
No.
We have time for what?
No.
Get them digits, girls.
No.
Can we
get
guess
oh,
for my
so
noise?
Come on, baby.
No.
Your almighty Lord, please look over these people
as
they make their transition through life.
I don't remember his number.
They eat the light of Christ and get away from their horrible hedonistic ways. In Christ our Lord, amen.
Mm. I love being a short-sighted hedonist. Wonderful.
You that guy. He's offending me because I'm not a Christian.
Oh, I think he means well. Bless his little white heart.
He's preaching all this heresy through his phone, and it's offending me.
I have a comment when you allow it regarding your subject.
Oh, hell.
Yeah, thanks. Yes, I think it's very interesting. You talk about if you dress like a hoe, should you be treated like one? Well, women know that they are dressing for attention. It's not substantive. And, of course, you say in your bottom paragraph here, so when you're wearing nothing but a halter and some booty shorts, are you really considering the guy that got at you today is impressed by your intellect and personality, or do you know you just gave your number to someone who's just wanting to sling some dick and nothing else? Well, yeah, that's first of all, women like sex as much as men. They just go about it in a... Go ahead, what?
No, go ahead. I'll let you finish. Go ahead.
I heard a little background. Yeah, they just go about it in a sly, indirect way. And I think that represents.
Are you Bill Cosby? Don't cut him off, man. Let him finish.
Yeah, Yeah, women just go about their intentions in a deceitful way. I think a woman who's a mature woman should just be able to, you know, walk up to a man and tell a man, hey, I'm interested in trying to get to know you or in getting to know you, and, you know, I'm interested in you sexually, because that is the basis for most women's interest in men is sex.
So if they're dressed like they're selling sex, if they make it clear when a man approaches them that they're not actually selling sex, that that's not what they're all about, should they make that clear?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Let's say if a woman is dressed provocatively, and you saying that a woman should be real provocatively. I did not add an extra syllable to that motherfucker like you just did. But let's say if a woman is dressed a certain kind of way, is she obligated to tell a man that, you know, I know how I look, but this is not what I'm all about? You know, should that be a requirement for a woman who knows she is dressing a little more provocatively than average?
Most definitely, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good question, excuse me, but it's been said, if you dress up in a policeman's uniform,
exactly,
people are going to mistake you for a police.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But what if you're a stripper in a uniform?
Yeah, so if a woman is...
You're going to mistake a police officer.
If a woman
is
dressed...
Stripping is still a profession, though.
Excuse me?
Stripping is still a profession.
Yeah,
if a woman is...
automatically have to spread her legs.
If a woman is dressed provocatively, we call that being an attention whore. She is trolling for attention, but she's playing a game. And only the guy who's good at playing a game is going to get involved with her. And then he pumps her and dumps her. And then a lot of times they complain about the guys, but they have set up the rules.
They did it themselves, dog. You're exactly right.
Am I the only dude who thinks he sounds like Dr. Phil?
Dude, I thought it was Phil Cosby.
Damn, why do I sound like Dr. Phil, dog? What's your problem, nigga?
Hey, you guys are funny. But, yeah, I think, and I don't know if you guys are, I notice you're real, real funny, but... You know, relationships are in the toilet with respect to men and women in America. There are more single people, and it's playing games, and women lead. Now, guys may beat their chest, but women are dominating the relationship.
Like monkeys.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're
yes.
in the toilet.
Oh, I know that feel, dude. Yesterday, I wanted to go out and get some ice cream with my friends, and my girlfriend just smacked me and said I couldn't, and I ended up getting ice cream.
I want her. I just have a bitch. I'm like,
damn,
no. You can't go get no goddamn ice cream.
I wouldn't even feel comfortable saying that on the radio show.
That's what I'm talking about. Hell yeah. You want to get some ice cream? Hell no. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. That tickled the shit out of me.
Oh, yeah. Ice cream.
I just wanted to say communication is lost between men and women. There's no healthy, intelligent communication going on. It's all reptilian. It's just basic clicks and grunts and urges.
Yeah.
No real intelligent.
That must be a small world you live in.
Well, look, now I know this woman. You guys are listening to her. You don't know who this is, potentially.
They know.
Oh, they know who you are?
I need a dime on my Nitrix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. They know who you are, Bathtub Girl?
Yeah.
They know me as Angela and BTG.
Yeah, the dime on my Nitrix.
Yeah, you work as a dominatrix. That is absolutely true.
All right, well, I'm just going to hang out with you guys and have fun. I'm up a little bit, feeling great, and I'm going to listen to you guys.
You doing
all
right tonight?
I'm going to listen to you guys chop it up. I am absolutely spectacular and fantastic.
Damn, that sounds amazing.
Hey, what you be drinking on? You sound like me.
Well, he sounds like he's in a good mood. I mean,
damn, nigga,
he
is.
He makes me get in a good mood.
He's on that cocaine.
God damn.
Whatever you're doing, you can share some.
Never done
drugs.
That was kind
of dark.
Wait. Never done drugs, never will.
Nah, dog, you're lying.
But you're drinking your ass off right now, right?
Yeah, you know you on that
Why
cocaine.
Why did you
call
it? Yeah, dog, he's smoking something.
He's offended.
Oh, boo boo, come back.
He got them bath salts.
He ain't hung up. He's still in there.
Did he hang up?
Boo boo, come back. We know you do. Crack. Hapu.
But,
oh, come on now.
Before you guys leave, I still have a lot of callers in the room. For everybody who is not trolling or acting stupid, I really, really appreciate you guys' input on this subject. I was a little frustrated all week and shit, and I wanted to hear, I just wanted some feedback on this because y'all know I'm a nympho. You know I love her. I'm a little nympho.
You said you were a nympho, right? You open to you open to big black dudes like myself?
No.
Wow.
Oh, damn, dog. Come on, don't shoot me down like that.
I am addicted to pussy. I am addicted to pussy.
I'm addicted to pussy.
I'm addicted to the way it smells, the way it looks, the way it tastes, the way it feels. I am addicted
to pussy, baby.
To pussy.
Damn, dog. You can be addicted to Tyrone.
Pussy.
No.
I'm
all
you need, boo. Come on now.
No. No.
You guys
hey,
are so
dog,
bad.
What about you, Dominic?
No.
You single, dog?
No. I
have a serious question. You know how some guys are attracted to females that have, like, dicks? Are there females that like men with vaginas?
They're wearing strap-ons.
No. The fucking 100 strap-on. I'm the only one putting anything in anywhere. What the hell is
strap-on? No, dog, I think you're talking about them chops on the fortune.
Man, you just don't understand. That shit feels
good. I do understand. I like insane pussy. I don't like nothing else going on.
You're missing out.
Hey, yo, ho.
Lord. Oh, you can tell he's a real man. He's a good guy.
And I respect y'all to the point of Vicky Deltang, bro. Go ahead. I was at Pride in San Francisco wearing a shirt saying, I am addicted to pussy 100%, but I still support Pride 100%. So
listen,
I think it's your fortune to
be like, get in with me, dog, because I do that reach around stuff. I took your bum bum.
Reach around.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Motherfucker, I'm probably twice on side. You should reach around, shit.
Oh. That's all right. I like being dominated, though. You can be like, damn, Tyrone, you got a tiny shit dick. I'd be like, okay, say it again.
Horrible. I would feel sorry for you.
Call me a slut, dog. Come on. Say it.
What the fuck?
Can you at least say you love me?
A slut. Slap me across my face and spit in my mouth.
I love you. Do you love me too?
Oh, no.
Do you love me too? Come on, dog. Don't leave me hanging.
Rob.
Anyway, as I was saying, I don't even know what the fuck I was saying. That's some bullshit.
Let's go back to ass.
The viewers on the broadcast, he said that shit. He got a little freak in him. So, me and the host, thanks for calling, thanks for listening. Me and the host are going to go get freaky in the back room.
Oh, hell no, you're not.
Hell yes, I am.
Oh,
I want to
get involved? Yeah, I want that. I want that right there. I want her. I want her.
You're going to be on the receiving end.
Listen, boo-boo. You can hide the fact that you want my big, long, shamlam duble. Listen, a whole ham sandwich. Listen.
You're on the bottom, nigga.
I will be in the bottom. I like being in the bottom
because
it feels good. Oh, my God.
You guys are crazy.
I think you cute,
boo-boo.
Can we go
on? I still think it as a compliment. I still think it as a compliment. If a
gay
nigga want me,
I must be sexy. Come on, baby. I thought you was a nympho.
I am.
I
get all types of freaky.
I'm addicted to pussy. I'm sorry. I can't do nothing for me, bro. You
can pretend it's
pussy,
baby.
Ain't that a bitch?
How the fuck am I going to
pretend it's a pussy?
I can take your ball sack
and
be like...
I'm going to fuck you up. Shut up, dude. Shut that talking.
He's being so nice to let you guys stay on here.
I was wondering when that
thought he
was
going to
come on, baby.
Oh, Lord.
He's killing me.
Yeah, he started to scare me. I'm starting to feel disturbed. I think I need to call my parents or some shit. I gotta mute him.
I need an adult.
I need an adult.
Anyway, yeah, I muted his ass. So,
don't say that.
So, as I was saying, we're going to talk about the same. I still have plenty of callers in this room. We're still going to talk about the same thing again tomorrow. But tomorrow is going to be a primetime show. So check the Twitter, the Facebook, the Blog Talk Radio messages, whatever it is. It's going to be a primetime, which means it's going to be between 4 and 8 o'clock. Same subject. And then next week, beginning of the middle of next week, we're going to talk about homosexuality and how it affects your relationship.
Oh, not
how
How it affects your relationship.
And how it what? Oh, okay.
Affects your relationship or possible relationships and all the other shit. You know, with the law passing, how many people are having issues with the fact that they did not know that their mate completely agreed or disagreed with same-sex marriage or...
Really? That's becoming an issue?
Huh?
I'm surprised that's becoming an issue, but I guess maybe it is.
Yeah.
Okay, but check this out. I mean,
like,
if you think that you have...
You'd be surprised. Somebody didn't have a... Like, if they haven't discussed it before, they had no reason to discuss it before, and then all of a sudden it comes up like, nah, I don't believe it's in same-sex marriage, and, you know, the other person's like, yeah, you know, I believe that everybody has the right to be married. You know, that can be relationship-changing, unfortunately.
Okay, well, look, check this out.
Well, that's sad they don't know their partner.
If you don't already like all the hatred and racism that you already get on the show, can you just imagine what that night's going to be like?
Man.
Especially with
Preacher
Dude.
4 days. I'm doing that subject for like 4 or 5 days. I'm waiting for it. I just want to
like, your head is
going to
be spinning. It's giving me a headache just thinking about it.
Yeah, it's going to be. That's going to be interesting. I can't wait. I can't wait. I love that controversial ass shit like that. But
okay, so
excuse me, I haven't seen any people still in the chat room. But I still have 13 callers. So I was like, oh, you guys have been great. I appreciate your love tonight. I saw that everybody acting stupid. Angela, do you have a show or anything you're doing?
Do I what?
Do you have a show or anything you're doing?
I do something on Talk Show. I was thinking about getting a featured show on Blog Talk Radio, but the troll problem. So.
Yeah, but you definitely should. You're a wonderful conversationalist.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm an autism advocate, and I work for Safe Vaccines. I homeschool. That's what I was going to do my featured show on, and I had someone to sponsor me. You know, that one show that's like three-something. To be featured and all that good stuff. Yeah, that's what
wonderful.
Gonna do. A guy from Universal, as a matter of fact, was going to sponsor.
Well, let me know.
Excited about
definitely.
That. Yeah, because I used to do major market radio, and I was thinking about getting a syndicate show based on those areas.
What was your topic area usually?
Well, it's more of the mother thing, you know, the autism advocate, safe vaccines, and homeschooling education, those type of things that are important to middle America.
Oh, okay. That's
you know, it reaches across all different genres.
Well, please let me know when you are going to start that.
And then, of course, I have my script that I wrote for Showtime, and, you know, I thought it was going
script?
To be completely dead, and it looks like there might be some life yet, that I might have a chance of getting that script sold. I'm so, so excited. And
how did you submit it? Where did you submit it?
That'll be bank. Pardon?
How did you submit it? Where did you submit it? Your script?
I have an agent.
Oh, okay.
So, and he does a lot of webinars and things like that. He's up in Maine, and he was very helpful. He knew something. It's all who knows who and all that good stuff. But it's a controversial script, and I am so excited about that. Very happy, very just even to have the chance, because my last book was on vaccines, and not a good seller. Not even it was horrible.
Really?
No money there, but it made a difference. Got to the UN, so that's good.
Oh, that's good. Hell yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. Keep me privy to all that, so I can know. What time is it? It is.
Now, what inspires you to move on to doing something like that?
Which part? Like,
as far as doing the radio.
Well, I have a background in radio. I did major market radio in Atlanta. I was on one of the top 10 radio stations in the nation. You know, and then life happened, children, you know, things, life. And of course, the media has changed since then. And you know, the guy who has my tapes from back in the day, you know what his name is?
Hmm.
His name is Bootleg. He goes by the name of Bootleg. Bootleg has my tapes.
Shit.
You know, back then it wasn't so digital.
Bootleg.
It's kind of funny, though.
Who's your agent? Bootleg? Take Bootleg. It's called Bootleg. Yeah, that's not a good.
Yeah.
That's not a good marketing.
Yeah, the guy who has my tapes, his name's Bootleg. Yeah, that's really legitimate, doesn't it?
He's gonna be like, seriously, no, really, like, how do I get a hold of your tape? Just call Bootleg. I mean, no, seriously, seriously, how?
Yeah. His wife was a freak, though. Oh my Lord, she was a freak.
Really?
Mm.
That's a high ass.
And she had an ass. Oh my Lord.
Wow.
Flashback?
Look.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I am.
Her mouth started watering and shit. Like, she was getting me excited. Shit, okay.
You know it's serious when people bring God into it. Oh, my Lord.
Like,
well, you had to see it.
Thank
I mean,
Lord,
it was
so
just the energy of its own, yeah.
Damn. Did it have its own little gravitational pull? Like, damn.
Shit. Fuck that. You got a picture of that motherfucker. You didn't need one. You said it.
Damn.
Well, I don't know if it's just because I'm just, my sexual drive has increased or what the hell it is that's been going on, but oh my God, I've been just seeing so much ass in the Bay Area lately. It's just ridiculous.
Really? Because I came back to town and I was disappointed. I said, what? There was so much ass. I was like, I need to go back
God.
To Sacramento.
I'd be getting worried. Like, I just know I'm going to get in trouble because it's just ridiculous. Man,
well, it is hot
outside
nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, they letting it flaunt now.
Yeah, but it's not good for me. I'll be losing focus and shit. I'll be having hella shit to do, then I'll see something, and I'll just forget everything I got to do and just be worried about that ass.
Well, you need to fall in love is what you need to do.
Huh?
You need to fall in love, and then you won't see those other
women. If I
fall in
love, it got to be, if I fall in love, it has to be with a good piece of ass. Like, she got to be able to take it all, and all this other shit.
Well, it has to be someone attractive to you, of course.
Maybe, but I mean, not necessarily, but I mean, the only reason that I need that sexual aspect covered is because at my age, I don't want to be dealing with nobody who can't take all the day or who can't take what I give to them or it's just not adequate enough. I don't feel like I should settle. That's not the only factor I'm looking for, but... Damn that, she need to be able to take this shit. I'm a lot to take. She better be able to handle my ass. Fuck that.
Don't get her too excited.
Angela, I don't know what just ran across your mind, girl, but you gonna get in trouble. I don't know. That had a certain thought attached to it. You ain't got to tell me what it was.
Yeah, it did. It definitely did. I'm going to call someone after I hang up with this girl. And I'm losing more weight this summer, and this feels so good. So good.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
What's you looking like? Give me a picture. What's you looking like?
I have now lost 72 pounds. I don't have a recent picture for it. I need to post some from 4th of July. Well, it's maybe 2 months, 3 months old, and I've lost more weight since then, and so... But that's a private Facebook because of my friends and stuff. like my friend Katie, her parents had started Autism Speaks. Katie Wright.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh yeah, I protect my friends. So.
Mm.
No trolling there.
That is a lot of weight your ass just shedded. Shit, what is wrong?
Mm-hmm.
How much weight?
Yeah,
now?
It hasn't been easy. I was on steroids for the longest time. Steroids
Why?
Did it.
So it was medication
I have lupus.
You were taking or something? Oh, okay.
I have lupus.
I thought. How is that going right now?
Well, I'm off the morphine now, and I'm on a different medication. I didn't take one pain pill today, and that's a big deal for me. And it's a very
how
big
do summers
deal.
How do summers usually work out for you? Or how long have you had them?
I wear a lot of hats. I don't go out in the sun that often. I stay inside. I take a lot of baths, and you know, I'm going to have a surgery fairly soon, maybe in 2 months. I'm not for certain when.
How long have you
surgery
had it?
For what exactly?
They're
going to
take out part of my
intestines. Yeah, lupus is a pretty intricate type of ailment. And
yeah.
Well, that's good, though, because how long did you have to wait for it, the surgery?
Well, it's been active since I was 17, so I have a rare form of lupus is what they call it, and it's
already?
Frustrating. Yeah, it's kind of boring to talk about. But
no, I understand. I won't.
It's been a journey, definitely a journey. So, and I've learned different things I can do to reduce my ailments, you know, like different types of food to eat and to decrease inflammation, things like that.
I know those surgeries can be kind of hard to come by, and I'm glad that you finally get to have yours. That's great. Sure. That's great. But, let me see. Wow, there's still 10 people in this room just listening to you. See, you see what's so, that's people, they don't call listening to me, they call listening to you, boo. Oh, somebody just signed up, I scared somebody off.
Hey, I have a random question. So, Miss Dietrich.
Yeah?
So, okay, so look. Within when you were doing Dominatrix, when you're being on that, have you ever had to do a fake moan? Like, have you ever faked it?
I'm pretty sure she's faked about
for
a lot.
For me, being a dominatrix, was more of a power play, gameplay, and it was a little bit different. I mean, the people that came to me, they weren't coming to me for sex or a blowjob, so to speak.
They were
never
coming to get
that.
The ass beat.
Absolutely, and my rates had started at $500 an hour. And in college days, that was very helpful. I was a little capitalist.
Not bad, too.
It all started from a project I did for one of my classes.
You told me this before.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, yep.
It was fun. It was so much fun. They were sending checks in the mail just to meet me, just to freaking meet me.
Wow. That's empowering.
You know, you got to learn to use what you got.
Hell yeah.
Use what you got to get what you want.
Get what you want.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have to fuck a cock or suck one off or allow one to be wiped off inside me. Oh, hell no. That's tacky. That's nasty. No.
So what is your,
you up
your bed? Like, have you mastered the moan? Like, have you mastered the moan?
Oh, I'm very orgasmic. I don't have to fake anything. So.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
If I was to ask you right now to just do
to
it right
now. To use a
now,
toy, I could, but I'm not going to, so.
Mm.
I don't want that. I want to hear her come with the real thing. Fuck that. Fuck a toy. Fuck that. You better not.
The very orgasmic.
Sorry. That embarrassed me.
And
so
you
are
know
you a
what's
screamer?
What?
Are you a screamer?
If you can make
I can get very, very freaking loud. Mm. I think it depends on your partner, too. Because sometimes lovemaking can be very sweet, very quiet, and very intimate. You know, one of my exes, he has scars on his back from my nails.
Oh, my God. I love that shit. I got a bald head, so I get scarred up there. Especially when I'm,
really?
Especially when I'm performing Cunningless.
Like, it is, yes. And that shit is, I love that shit. It's like Wolverine or fucking dog tags. Like, hey, look what happened. I love that shit. That's what's in my head. That means I was eating it really good. I like that shit. That's what I got the bar here for. And the boys. I'm for you to hold on to.
Oh. Yeah. It's a turn on during sex, but afterwards, afterwards it's more of a sexy reminder. It's like, I was really in that shit. Like when you take that shower and you get that sting, you like, yeah. It hurts, but it's still the same.
Look at them, be like, I need to hold our hands down next time. Like, fuck that. Hold your eyes down. Passing me up like that. But I like this show. I like War Wounds. I like it because it lets me know I'm doing something right. I like any effect that lets, because I do it to please woman. That's the whole reason. That's why I like eating pussy, because
it's
woman,
all about reactions. Just like I said before, how you react, you know. It's all about reactions and vibrations. You know, the earth has a certain vibration, and human beings have the same type of vibrations, the same level, if you study Tesla.
Oh, Tesla. I heard the hell out of that. Okay. She said Tesla.
Yeah, Tesla's cool.
Oh. I heard that. Okay.
Yeah, I love Tesla. Nikola.
Tesla.
Tesla.
Wow, that's okay. I like that.
It makes perfect sense.
The hell it up. Yeah, it does.
You know, like the sex sound on mitochondria. You know how Bob Marley would talk about how music can cure the world. You know, he wasn't wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sound can affect the mitochondria in your very body, especially minor seconds. You know, that song that "Don't Worry." You know, I can't sing. So I'm not gonna. I'm not that girl. But yeah, I had a friend do a study on that, the effect of sound on mitochondria. See, those are the things that really get me going. So studies,
really?
Papers.
So what type of music? So what type of music do you need to listen to when my tongue is wrapped around your clit? What do you want to hear in the background?
A thunderstorm.
Hey, what? Hey, right there.
You know, hot, steamy weather. You know?
That is wonderful. Man, she said a thunderstorm. That's wonderful.
The smell of a fire. Like, if it's cold, you know, the smell of a fire, the crackling, but nothing's better than that.
Ooh, Angela, you are a little freak. You starting with specific
shit.
I am.
I think a lot of people are. They
very
just don't talk about it.
Because
I think a lot of you are a
freak.
Not you?
She said the smell. Hell yeah.
Don't you think most people are freaks? They just don't talk about it? I mean.
Yep.
I think it's true. I think it's in our nature. We're hedonistic and our nature, and you know, I just, for me personally, I don't get with someone unless I'm committed to them, you know, in a committed relationship. I think sex is so much hotter that way. It is so much more intense and powerful, and you know, moving, and you know, that energy exchanged, you know. You know, so if you're just hitting it, you're leaving
it. For some reason, like, when I know a girl is committed to me and I know we're committed to each other, I don't know, it's just something, a certain type of sex appeal that's to that. It's like, like, that's all for me.
There's
an
exchange of energies that you wouldn't get with a casual exchange.
The feeling that you get,
exactly.
Shit, the strokes are different. When that's going through my head and I'm stroking her, talking about, ooh, this is my pussy, or I'm giving her her dick, it's just different. I think that type of shit, when I'm, I'm stroking her ass. Like, ooh, this is mine. Let me give her all of it. It's extremely euphoric when it's I don't prefer some pussy. I prefer my pussy. So it's just a different type of
that ownership thing.
yes. Crazy. Like, this is mine. I'm doing this to you. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So with 30 minutes left and 7 callers still in the room, anybody have anything else they want to say? Anything? We're going to talk about the same thing again tomorrow. Possibly, yeah, I can drag you on to tomorrow to see how the prime time works on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But, Angela, thank you for all the wonderful insights you have given me. You have made a lot of very valid
thank
points.
You. I appreciate the compliment.
Yes, and make sure you you like me on your Facebook or something, or so I can start stalking you. I mean, following you and all that shit. So I can find out who this voice is. Ooh,
are you on Twitter?
I am. I have 3 Twitter accounts.
I'm BTR Bathtub Girl on Twitter.
Oh shit! I'm already following you.
Yeah, well, send me a private message and I'll send you some info. Because I don't give out my real Facebook account. I don't.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, I was just going over my friends today. And I am following you, actually. Wow, I have been drinking 1800 since 10 o'clock. I have been popping my guns.
You've been drinking all night?
Well, I started at like 9.
You
no,
too.
I started at like 10 o'clock. Yeah.
And where are you located? Are you on the West Coast or East Coast?
The West Coast, Cali.
Oh, that's right. You said North Cali. I forgot.
I'm a Bay
Area
brat.
You know, you have this
brat.
Thing called the Green Room.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that? I'm just reminding you.
Yes, ma'am. Damn,
are you blushing?
Girl, ready for another shot.
Are
you
blushing?
You weren't supposed to catch that. Just you weren't supposed to catch all that, though, but yeah.
I like
that.
Ow.
Where are you at, Angela?
I'm in the Midwest, in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. No, I was born in Kansas City.
Were you?
Yep.
Mm.
Came to the Bay Area when
Kansas
I was
Kansas side or Missouri?
Missouri.
That's a crazy town.
Missouri. That's not, well,
I mean, you wouldn't think it's so twisted, but it has a twisted past.
Because it's just the ghetto, though. It's just the ghetto and the
gangster.
I don't want to call it.
I wouldn't
think
the mafia was so strong there, but it is, especially at the restaurant.
Really?
Isn't that
I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's big time. Big time. My niece, she was involved with this guy, Lebanese. They were wanting to open up a restaurant up there, you know, like a chain. And they were blocked. I mean, they got this big mafia thing, the Italian mafia, with the restaurants. They weren't allowed. And that was surprising to me.
In Missouri?
Mid-90s. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was some good food, though. It was.
It was good.
Yeah, I have a niece that's 1 year older than me and a niece that's 1 year younger than me. Isn't that crazy?
All right, well, I'm third wheeling right now, so I'm going to go ahead and leave y'all to y'all little one-on-one chat. All right.
I don't know how it's going to be one-on-one with like 10 people in this room.
Nah.
There's other people in here. We can't act like that.
Yeah, but they just listening. I mean, it was...
Silent strokers is what I call them.
What you call them?
Everybody in there trying to...
Silent strokers.
They're sitting there fantasizing on...
Silent
strokers. Fantasizing on what Angela looks like. That's why.
I had these phrases. That's all I could say.
All right. Good night, Unc. See you, Angela.
It was nice talking
right,
to you. You were funny.
No, you got funny. I think it's hecka funny how, because I know how my uncle gets when it comes to, like, when he actually gets irritated, is how his
his voice, you know, that deepness that you like, it actually gets high pitched and talks like a fast. So when dude was like, when dude kept on telling, he was like, "Oh, come on, boo boo." He said, "Bro, I don't want to fuck with
that." Yeah, I heard that too. I kind of smiled.
She didn't even notice all that shit. Dog, you're supposed to put me on blast.
I did.
I was hella weak. But y'all, all right. Have a good night.
All right, Tom. Black.
Well, he was nice. He was nice.
You have a cheetah as your profile photo? That's a tiger.
Huh?
It's a cheetah. That's a cheetah, right?
A cheetah what?
Your Twitter.
Oh, BTR Bathtub Girl.
BTR Bathtub. There you
are. I'll have the long hair of that thing, yeah.
I see you.
See, that one's the long hair, the small picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've lost 12 pounds since that picture. So.
Mm.
Which, that was really cool. I got on the scale just yesterday, and it was, like, much lower. I'm like, that can't be right. You know, I haven't even been trained. You know, that's cool. So, but I'm a firm believer that some medication can keep you from attaining your weight, your goal. So.
And that's just true. That's a fact, isn't it?
Mhm. Yeah. Even though morphine takes the pain away when I have it, it's just not good for me. So I just think it's unreal. I didn't have to take a single pill today.
That's good, right?
That's very
good.
You
only take them as needed.
Amazingly
good. You only take them as needed.
Well, I only take the meds needed, that's true, but sometimes it's hideous, you know, and I end up having to go to the emergency room anyway, and then they shoot me full of Dilaudid. So.
Well, that doesn't sound like any fun.
No, and that Dilaudid is no joke. You know, the nurse actually sits down when she pushes it through the IV.
Mm.
And she watches me as she's pushing it in. You know, like, well, what's the big deal? You know, then all of a sudden it went, zoom, it hit me. I'm like, whoa, no pain, but that first time, that was a mind fuck.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know which one's worse, the pain or the pills. So how was your 4th of July?
I didn't really do anything. Pretty much just
really?
In the house. It was pretty lively. Yeah, usually my daughters are with me, but I was I didn't have any kids, so I was pretty much just stay in the house.
Mm. We went to an old fashioned 4th of July. I went to my hometown, and it was so nice. And went to a baseball game. And they stopped the baseball game, and the fireworks went off. And my hometown's just like out of the 50s or 60s. So.
Mm.
A little bit bizarre. And it's just strange to go to a place where there's nothing but white people. And
oh, really?
Bizarre. Oh, yeah. It's not normal. Because where I live, it's more multicultural. And,
oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, when I was growing up, I thought, you know, we're multicultural because there's people from lots of different, you know, countries, but they would just be stationed in different countries and then come back because it was an oil town. So Norway and England and Singapore, it sounds like lots of different nationalities, but they were just Americans that traveled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Norwegian one. Funny.
Are you gonna
do
you check how often do you check your
my Twitter. Oh, hold on,
how often do you check your Blog Talk Radio messages? I'm gonna put it on my Twitter too tomorrow, but
I'm not on Blog Talk Radio right now. I'm not.
Well, I'm
thinking about doing that featured show with that guy from Universal had offered to sponsor and all that good stuff because it's a write-off for him and it would help me. And he was talking about doing a syndicated show. You know, he has lots of different contacts. And I don't know. He listened to a couple of shows on Blog Talk, some different ones, and but he thought what I could do would be much better, so. I don't know. It would be fun, and that's something I could do from home. I wouldn't have to. I can make a studio in one of the rooms. And,
That's good. Yeah.
And voiceovers. Have you thought about doing voiceovers?
I've never thought about it, but I would.
You have a steady, consistent voice. So I had talked to another person about starting a network of voices where people can come and sample and then request to see if you want to get some work. You know, a lot of them are audiobooks. Audiobooks are really big in the voiceover business. And like conferences, IT conferences, things like that. Voiceovers on the videos, things like that nature. So they're always looking for different types of voices, ethnic voices, Jewish voices, and Russian voices, and oh my goodness, that's something that anyone could do a startup, you know, if they get a nice Apple computer. Oh, what's that called? I'm trying to think of the name of the software that's so easily downloaded. I can see it in my mind. It's just a software where you can do a lot of voiceover work on. I'll think of it in a minute. Rhapsody.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. You can just use that, you know, as a start point, you know, if you're having to do it on a budget. So if anybody's listening, you can do this yourself.
Right.
You know, somewhere out there is looking for a voice just like yours.
Oh, I would definitely look into that, just because he told me to.
Damn.
What?
Nothing.
You just as bad as me, Angela.
Hmm?
I said, you are just as bad as me.
No, I'm terrible.
Mm.
You're supposed to say terribly good.
Mm. Yeah, you're gonna get yourself in trouble. But
maybe
now,
trouble would be fun.
I am counting on it.
You're all the way in California, though.
So I'm pretty sure you take your little vacations occasionally.
I
don't have anybody
not in there.
Oh,
outside of LA, yeah, I do.
LA? See, I'm out there all the time.
Outside of LA, Westlake Village. I was going to move there at one point, and still considering it, but I don't know. I don't know if I'd like California.
Wow, what's wrong with
him? It's always a man, you know.
Oh.
Because I wouldn't consider moving to California otherwise, so. No offense.
How are you and him doing now?
Well.
Okay.
I have issues with him that he's totally clueless about. I don't know, I'm looking elsewhere.
Makes sense.
And I had someone that I was like completely overlooked, and he'll be back in town Sunday night. And he's brilliant. He has his PhD in physics and his master's in biology something. And I mean, oh my gosh!
A little intrigued by his return. Yeah, he sounded a little intrigued by his coming back.
His mind.
So excited even.
His mind is just wow. And he's a lot into education. I give a lot back to the community. Even I'm on limited means, and I still give back a lot. And he bought a wind turbine for a high school in Chicago in memory of his brother. Just fascinating, you know, his ideas. And you know, people hire him because he sees patterns, you know, algorithms, things like that. Yeah. But he doesn't have to work, but wow.
Hmm.
His mind is brilliant. And there's I don't know anything better than that, than brilliant minds and being able to flow with them, you know, find someone you can flow with and, you know, go back and forth, that energy, there's nothing better than that. And when you combine it with sex, oh, my God. I mean, he hasn't even touched me, and he has me, and I'm just like, wow. And I've known him for 6 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's wonderful. That's the best thing, so.
Yeah. And then the best thing, at least in my life, is just to deny them sex. And then the relationship is much better.
That's one thing I'll be trying to tell these little girls on myself. You're making late. It's going to be better in the long run, but, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to listen.
Well, like this one guy, I dated him on and off for 10 years, and he comes from a very, very, very rich family. I can't tell you how rich. But I knew if I ever slept with him, he would think that he owned me, and I couldn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've seen him treat women so hideously and just, I mean, vile. I mean, we're talking vile. And he's always had the deepest respect for me, and it's all because I said no.
Oh,
some men near need to hear that word. They really do.
Mm.
But it's too much of a hassle to have in my life. So, too much hassle. So I don't want to be his mother. Well, I think that's basically what he's looking for. He's a nice Jewish guy, and it seems like the Jewish guys are always looking for a mom. Always. I've dated a lot of Jewish guys. I'm like, really? You know, just,
No, it's just the same thing.
You dated Jewish women?
Yes. One.
And how was that? How was that for you?
She was, fear. She always was so afraid of her ex, her child's father. And she let two men rule her life, her ex, child's father, and her son, to the point to where she had no control over her life.
That's sad.
The only escape she had was coming to have, let me take her away. Sucking me, basically. It was the only escape she had. But, she was little. I mean, I don't know how she is now, because as we started the end of our friendship, or before she moved or whatever, she was getting a little more aggressive with both her son and her ex. But so I don't know how she is now. It seems like she had got the idea.
Yes.
But, I think she's the only Jewish woman I have dealt with.
Mm-hmm. Was she, like, conservative or?
No, she used to be a stripper. She used to be a stripper, actually.
Bless your heart.
That's not how I met her or anything like that.
Conservative, they have reform, and then Orthodox. So.
I was just wondering
what type of Jewish woman she was.
Yeah.
I prefer the ones that go to temple.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm. And those conservative Jews, they're really Orthodox. They want to act like they're Orthodox. They have that same respect.
They're really not.
But they're not. Yeah, absolutely not. Because if you're Orthodox, if you're a woman, a married woman, you know, you shave your hair. You always have to wear a wig, a covering. So.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. interesting. Because I've dated, you know, like I said, I've dated a number of different ones, and they were like, oh, you must be Jewish. You have to be Jewish, you know, because the way my mother's family was, and it turns out they had been Jewish and just lost their way. It's kind of bizarre. Lots of different things, these prune dishes, all these freaking prune dishes.
So
rules.
You have your share of experience with things. What exactly is it that you desire, looking for in particular?
At this point in my life?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm tired of being alone. I really do. I've always been an independent person, and, you know, I can handle things on my own, you know, though it, maybe at times I don't want to handle things on my own, but I'm able to.
Mm.
And I think at that point in my life where I'm tired of waking up alone, I've never been married. I never lived with a man because I don't believe in that. I want to try that. I think I really want to try that. And that marriage is just so frightening, and just all the legal aspects, binding, and just, oh my goodness. I don't know. And we don't divorce in our family.
Oh, man.
Mm-mm. We just do not.
Have you ever
what
been married
you?
Before?
No. Never been married. Nor have I lived with a man. I wouldn't have that. And then my ex-fiance, I suggested that we live together. He goes, oh, I won't do that to you. Like, that would be a slam on me, you know. They respect me too much. They respect me too much sometimes.
Define